Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888.
The Money Pit is presented by Owens Corning. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And hey, what are you guys doing? Are you thinking about taking on some home improvement projects? Because that's what we love to do. We do it every day around our Money Pits. Well, practically every day. And it usually goes pretty well. For me, however, it didn't go so well this week. I'll tell you about that later. But if you've got a project you'd like to get done, we are here to help give you some tips and advice to do just that. You can reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, with winter heating bills on the rise, improving your home's insulation is definitely the easiest and least expensive way to get comfortable and lower heating costs. We're going to review the most popular types of insulation for this project, including one that's fire-resistant to over 2,000 degrees.
And a serious stove can boost both your cooking powers and your home's resale value. So we're going to share what you need to know if you're looking for one of those brawny commercial beauties in your kitchen.
And are you laying your head down on a bed of bacteria every night? We're going to have tips to help you detox your mattress to keep it clean and you healthy.
But first, do you need help with your renovation, repair, decorating project? Whatever it is, I'm still considering it. Happy New Year. It's the new year. 2 weeks in. I'm allowed to keep saying that, right?
You
like,
can,
what's
absolutely.
The cutoff? So for while I'm still allowed to wish you all a happy, happy new year and talk about what's on your New Year's to-do list, let us help you because, you know, 2022, let's get into this calmly. Let's not be so excited like we were for 2021 because with the pandemic on the table, anything is possible. So let us help you keep your house.
Let's just all chill out, shall we?
Yeah, let's focus on one thing we can help you with, which is your house. So give us a call anytime.
Again, that number is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions at moneypit.com and we will get to as many as we can. So let's get started.
Joan in California needs some help with a kitchen remodel. How's it going?
Yes, well, we haven't started yet, and I just need some advice on how to get started. Do you start with an architect, or what do you do?
That's a good question. So planning makes perfect. You want to start with a plan. Now, are you essentially going to replace the kitchen in sort of the same layout that you have right now, Joan, or are you thinking about really changing things up a lot?
Well, it's a very small kitchen, and I just want to know how to maximize everything.
All right. So if it's a small kitchen, you can probably do this inexpensively by perhaps starting with a home center. A lot of the home centers have designers that work on designing kitchens for the cabinetry that they sell. And for a very small fee, they can help you lay it out and take advantage of all of the latest options. If you want to do more than that, what you're going to do is hire a certified kitchen and bath designer. But this is sort of like hiring an interior decorator that works course, just on kitchens and baths, and that's going to cost you a few bucks. But if you want to just do this an easy way, I would start with a home center in the kitchen department and see if they'll lay out some options for you using the type of cabinets that they sell. Those cabinets are usually pretty affordable at that level, and you know they'll be able to give you some ideas on things perhaps you haven't thought about.
You know what, Joan? I think it's really smart to keep a notepad in the kitchen, and everybody and anybody, yourself and your family who use the space, as you walk through and notice little areas where you're tripping over one another or things that just don't make sense or you wish that, you know, X was here and not there, sort of jot all of those down. So when you do go sit down with, whether it's, you know, a certified kitchen and bath designer or someone in the home center, you sort of have all of these issues that could be addressed or might be able to be addressed.
One thing I really want is more electrical outlets. So that'll have to definitely be in the plan.
Well, it's definitely in the plan, and you know, you'll do these things in order. The first thing you'll do is rip out the old cabinets, and the next thing you'll do would be to rough in new wiring and new plumbing to have it exactly where you want it. And then, of course, you'll start the installation of the new cabinetry as almost the last step. It's also a good time to think about universal design in the kitchen, maybe having countertops of different height. So as you get older, you could sit down and work at the kitchen counter as opposed to just standing up. So think of the sort of accessibility issues when you design this kitchen as well.
How much time should I allow for something like this?
Well, it depends on whether you have sort of all your ducks in a row. Sometimes it takes a while to get all the cabinets delivered. But if everything is accessible and on site, you know, you can tear out this kitchen and rebuild it inside of a week.
Oh, wow.
If you have everybody lined up and everybody's there when they need to be there, and, you know, the plumber shows up on time, the electrician shows up on time, and so on, sure, I don't see any reason you can't get it done in a week.
Well, thank you very much.
Kirk in North Dakota is on the line with a lighting question. What's going on?
So I got a quick question on fluorescent lights. You know, a lot of your lights are, of course, rated, you know, 60 watts, et cetera. So my question kind of came in the fact on the fluorescent bulb, it says this is equal to a 60-watt bulb. But sometimes it's just not enough light. So what happens? Are you allowed to put a bigger bulb wattage? Because since fluorescents are supposed to be taking less electricity, can a guy put a bigger bulb in there and a fluorescence that says equals to 100 watts because it's still drawing less electricity?
So I think what you're talking about here is compact fluorescence, Kirk.
Right.
So the wattage limitations on fixtures is based on a calculation that involves incandescent bulbs, because it equates to heat. You know, a 100-watt bulb is going to emit a certain amount of heat, and the fixture is rated to take that heat. That's what it's rated for, and you can't put more than that. When it comes to fluorescence, you're only using a quarter of the energy, so a 15-watt bulb would deliver the same equivalent of 60 watts of light. You can have a bulb that delivers the equivalent of a bigger watt bulb, but you're still not actually putting that amount of electricity into it. Does that make sense?
Right. So you could actually, like you say, if it's a third, if it's rated for a 60-watt incandescent bulb, you could virtually say if there is a 150-watt bulb in a fluorescent, you should be able to put that in there and not cause an overload and get more light out of that same fixture.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't double it. But I might, if it calls for a 60, I might go up to 100 because then you're moving from saying 15 watts to 25. But I have a better suggestion. Forget the compact fluorescents. They are an outdated technology. The LED bulbs are where it's at today. They deliver a much better quality light with just the same, if not more, savings.
But you know, that was the whole issue, is sometimes you just don't get enough light out of some of those fixtures.
Right. And I think that and also they're very temperature sensitive if it's a cold area.
Well, and then they're color sensitive as well. You know, when you get a CFL, you have to pick what color temperature you want that bulb to feel, and they can all feel extremely different. So you might pick something that gives a cold, harsh light, and you want something warmer. So there's a lot of experimenting with what type of fluorescent bulb you're going
to
get.
Well, I'll have to try some different things, but I was just worried about the wattage and making sure I didn't overheat the original fixture.
No, you're smart. You're smart to be concerned, but I'd take a look at the LEDs, and I think once you start trying them, you'll be disposing of those CFLs.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, are you ready to slice your heating costs in a single weekend? We're going to share the quickest and easiest ways to do just that after this.
You live in a money pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you want to get some expert help for the care and feeding of your home? I mean, they're just like basically the biggest kid you'll ever have in your life, right? You got to take care of them for forever. So why not follow the Money Pit podcast? Because we're going to help you take care of the biggest love in your life. Well, you know, your family, but your home. We want your house to be in tip-top shape. So you're going to get new episodes of the podcast Monday and Thursday, which is perfect timing for your weekend home improvement adventures.
Jody in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I actually have a problem with my foundation. It's an exposed foundation. About 3 feet high around the whole footprint of the house is exposed. It's a cement block foundation that had parging on it originally. And the parging was cracking, so it was recommended by a masonry contractor to put dry lock over it. So this is what I did. I put they add color to the dry lock, so I put it over the whole foundation, and it started to crack and peel and bubble.
Yeah, you didn't adhere properly. First of all, isn't dry lock usually an interior masonry paint, not an exterior masonry paint?
Well, this particular masonry guy told me that he's actually used it on the bottom of swimming pools, so he thought that it would work, and when he saw it later, he said, wow, I've never seen it do that.
Yeah, how about that? Just experimenting with your house.
I did call the dry lock people, too.
Yeah.
And talk to them. And they told me to try to power wash it, try scraping it. But it's just become like a huge mess. You know, I mean, it peels in some places it adhered.
Yeah, the problem is that now that you've got that on there, you've got to get it off because you can't put any, you can't put new stuff over the bad old stuff. It just will continue to peel.
Yeah, the problem is that we are on filled in marshland is where the, and so we're on clay and sand. And the cement block, you know, it sort of leaches up through there. So it's always sort of damp coming up from the ground anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was thinking the block wall might have been wet when you applied it. It might have been visibly wet, but see, those block walls are hydroscopic. They absorb water really, really well. And so if it's on a moist situation, that water's going to draw up, get behind that paint, and nothing causes paint to peel faster than water. So unfortunately, at this stage, you're going to have to strip that off.
Oh my gosh. And we're right on the water. You know what I mean? We're on the bay. So I'm always worried about things that are not environmentally friendly.
The other thing that I think you probably could do, and this is a, you know, this is a big job in and of itself though, is you could have a mason attach a woven wire mesh to that foundation and restucco it. And in that case, it could go right on top of the old junky paint because you're not really sticking to the foundation, you're sticking to the mesh. So that's another possibility.
I gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, because I guess in some places that was used before underneath the parging.
Well, the parging is simply a stucco coat that goes on top of the block wall, and it's typical for the parging to crack, and usually it cracks along the lines of the masonry block.
Yep, that's what it did.
And that's not necessarily a defect. That's pretty much just the way it goes with that stuff, especially if they don't put it on thick enough. So I would consider, if you really want to have it to look like a traditional masonry foundation, I would consider having mesh put up there and then properly restuccoed. If not, you're just going to have to peel that paint off any way you can. I might take a look at some of the citrus-based paint strippers if you have some that's really hard to get off.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Sorry to have better news. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, with winter heating bills on the rise, improving your home's insulation is definitely the easiest and least expensive way to get comfortable and lower those heating costs at the same time. And it's actually a project that I'm doing right now in my basement and crawl space. Now, of all the choices of insulation that are available today, fiberglass batts definitely the most common, but mineral wool is also gaining in popularity as another great choice, and the one I actually decided to use in my case.
Yeah, now Owens Corning makes both products, and if you're ready to get comfortable in your home, here's a few things that you should know. Now, fiberglass insulation has always been thought of as itchy or uncomfortable to handle. Well, just a few months back, Owens Corning released an entirely new generation of fiberglass insulation called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass. Now, this new product is made with advanced fiber technology, and it feels as soft as, you guys get this, cotton. I mean, it's so super easy for both DIYers and pros to handle. Now, it also recovers quickly during installation, which means if you've got to, like, squish the insulation to get it into a space around a duct or a pipe or some wiring, it's going to expand very quickly back to its normal shape. So you don't have to worry about kind of compressing it to get it in there. It's still going to function really well. And the Pink Next Gen Fiberglass provides excellent thermal performance, which means your home is going to be warmer and more comfortable from the moment you install it. Plus, it absorbs sound, so it's going to help keep noise to a minimum. I mean, really, all around, this is a great choice.
Yup. Now, the other option that's getting in popularity is thermofiber. Now, thermofiber is a mineral insulation also made by Owens Corning. It's called Thermofiber Ultra Bat Mineral Wool, and it's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, fire resistance, and noise control, and those are all reasons I chose it for my project. I also like the fact that the bats are semi-rigid, because for me, that's going to make them a lot easier to cut around all of the pipes and the wires and the sort of odd structural elements of my 130-year-old floor, because I'm doing a floor installation. But aside from my use, thermofiber is just really a good solid choice because it helps control moisture to prevent mold, and they're non-combustible,
with fire resistance to temperatures above 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So pretty much you can't go wrong with either one. And whether you want a warmer floor like me or you want to add more insulation to your attic, which frankly most homes in America definitely need more, now is the best time to do the project because you're going to enjoy increased comfort and lower heating bills all winter long. I mean, seriously, when you do an insulation project, there's no delay. You immediately, if it's a chilly room, it becomes a warm and comfortable room. It's so fantastic because it's not expensive and you can knock it out in a single weekend.
You'll find Owens Corning's Pink Next-Gen Fiberglass and Thermafiber Ultrabat Mineral Wool Insulation at home centers and building supply stores nationwide, or you can learn some more online at owenscorning.com.
Robert in North Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a friend who's planning on building a horse arena, an indoor horse arena, the place where we board our horses. It's going to be a very large arena. I'm sure they're going to insulate it well. There'll probably be some stalls inside. Dirt floor, so for riding. So there'll probably be some bobcats, you know, in and out of there occasionally, changing the dirt out. And my question is, as far as heating, she's doing some research to try to find the best, you know, cost-effective and efficient way to heat this. So far, I think she's kind of narrowed it down to coal. I mentioned to her about solar. I also mentioned geothermal. What, in your opinion, would be the best, efficient, and cost-effective way to heat this arena?
So first of all, when you talk about solar and coal, you're talking about fuels. What kind of heating system does she want to use?
Well, I think I suspect she might be using water. You know, I'm thinking under the dirt, possibly a water type.
Yeah, I don't know how that's possible if you're going to have bobcats driving over that. I would think that's too heavy.
What about, you know, some sort of blowers?
Well, yeah, like a forced air system. I mean, that's probably going to be something in line with that approach. Now, in terms of solar, what I would do is if I was building a barn, I would make sure that I design it to take advantage of passive solar energy. So essentially, you would design the windows in the barn so that it captures the sun in the winter and protects from overhead sun in the summer. So it doesn't overheat in the summer, but traps some of the heat in the winter. The idea of passive solar energy as a design concept is something she definitely should look into. In terms of fuel, you know, the fuel is only part of the equation. It's really what kind of system you're going to use. So if you were going to use coal, I doubt that you're going to be using a forced air system.
Okay.
You're probably, with a forced air system, I don't know that I've seen it coal-fired. I've seen forced air with wood fire, and I've also seen wood-fired boilers, where you have a wood-fired boiler that would convert to a hot water coil that air is blown over, in the sense it's an air-to-air heat exchanger that way, or a water-to-air heat exchanger.
Okay, so you don't think the coal as the energy source could maybe somehow work with the forced air combined?
It depends on what the heating system is. It's got to be properly matched with the heating system.
Okay.
If coal's readily available and there's a system that's designed to work with it, then it could be a fine fuel, but it really depends on what the system is.
It is readily available. It's about probably 10 miles down the road from where she's going to build this facility.
I see why she's interested in it then, yeah. If I was you, I would focus on the system first and the fuel second. And if you want to use coal is the fuel, just make sure you have a good, efficient system in which to burn it.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it and love your show.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, a serious stove can definitely boost both your cooking powers, or at least your perceived cooking power, and your home's resale value. So both are great things all around. We're going to share what you need to know if you're looking for one of these brawny commercial beauties in your kitchen redo next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And, you know, Leslie, people think that just because we're home improvement experts, everything in our home in terms of our projects goes perfectly well every single time. So I thought I'd share a little faux pas I made this weekend. You know, I've been mixing up concrete for a floor in my basement that's hard to get a truck into, so I'm kind of doing it by hand.
You've been working on this for a while.
Well, you know, it's like a, sort of like, you know, I could go to the gym or I can go mix concrete. It's the same thing. I'm getting a good workout out of it. But I'm mixing up concrete and I'm pouring it into like a mixing tray from the machine, and I drag this mixing tray, which I figure with two bags of concrete, and it weighs probably, I don't know, 135 pounds or so. And then I lift it up, and I just dump it into the form, and I just go on my merry way with the next one. Well, I was getting a little tired in the afternoon, and I went to lift this tray up one more time to dump it, and my feet slipped out, and I did like a face plant right into the mixing tray, face full of concrete. It was like classic, I don't know, Three Stooges kind of a move. Like, it would have been on one of those old-fashioned comedy shows, and I looked at myself, and I said, oh, man, look at that. So what did I do? I took a picture. It was a perfect time for a selfie.
Oh, my God, please.
I will post it.
Please,
I will post it on
MakeIt.com. Please.
I will own up to that.
How difficult was it to get out of places? Like, was it up your nose? Was
it
in your ears?
It wasn't terribly difficult. It was just kind of annoying and funny at the same time.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing. Is there, oh, my gosh, I wish there was video footage and we could put some silly music to it. Please tell me you have some sort of security camera in your basement.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I think the picture will basically tell it.
All right, I can't wait. Well, few things define an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. You know, those heavy-duty cast iron grates, the beefy knobs, the high BTU burners. That pro-style range really has become your home's modern-day hearth. It is the focal point of your house's main gathering place.
Well, that's right, because everyone loves to gather around that kitchen. But a serious stove like that can boost your cooking powers as well as your home's resale value. So that's why they're so popular. But if you're going to buy one, there are definitely some things you need to know. First up, an actual commercial range is not really designed for a residential kitchen because commercial ranges don't have the same level of insulation. They get too hot and they can be unsafe. So how can we have these on the market? Well, what happens is many manufacturers offer a sort of quote-unquote pro-style range, and they make them scaled to fit standard countertop depths. They have beefed-up insulation to keep them safe, and their biggest burners still blast out somewhere around 18,000 to 25,000 BTUs, which is a lot of heat, because a basic range only goes to as far as about 12,000 BTUs.
Oh, my goodness, that's a lot. Now, most pro-style ranges come in some standard widths of 30, 36, 48, and even 60 inches wide. And the larger width means you're going to get more burners and other cooktop options, maybe like a griddle or a grill, and you're going to have more oven space as well. But that space and all of those bells and whistles come with a hefty price tag. I mean, you can pay anywhere from $3,500 to $20,000 for a pro-style range, depending on the size, the features, the model. So you really got to want to use this.
Now, when you install a range that is as big as that, you have to be super careful. The vent hoods that exhaust to the outside are a must, because the more BTUs the range puts out, the more air the blower needs to be able to move. So a lot of times when you're buying the commercial style ranges, that manufacturer will also make a hood for the same range that will sort of match the BTUs of it. So that's a good source for it. You're also going to need larger gas lines, and of course you're going to spend more for the gas. Most gas lines are going to be around half inch, but sometimes these need a 3/4 inch line. And by the way, don't do this. Don't buy the range and then get it to your house and say, uh-oh, I can't get it in my kitchen, because they're really wide. You know, an average doorway is 36 inches wide. If you get a bigger range and it's got, you know, knobs and handles and stuff, you may have trouble getting it into the kitchen. So make sure you think through all of that before you actually order the machine.
Yeah, and there's a lot of features that you need to consider. You know, some of them offer high BTUs, which is the signature feature of these pro-style ranges, and it's that one or more burners are capable of the super high heating. So if you want to sear or sauté or some fast boiling, but you don't want to get too hung up on the number of BTUs, because for most home chefs, 18,000 BTUs is plenty hot. Now, also look for something called a low simmer. I mean, this is equally important, is that a burner is dedicated to handling delicate tasks like simmering, or, you know, if you want to keep like a pot of chili on all afternoon on a low simmer, or if you just want to keep like a gravy warm on a low simmer, that's ideal because it will just keep it warm and just sort of simmering but not boiling. So that's an excellent feature to have as well.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, there's different types of burners that you can choose from as well. There are closed burners, which are have like sealed components so that none of the grease and the grime and the droppings from your cooking get into the burners and kind of clog them up. So a lot of folks love that for the convenience. But if you're like a super gourmet kind of person, you may opt for an open burner, because with open burners, what happens is the gas jets will like shoot straight up from the burner that's kind of like suspended over an opening, and that draws in a lot of air to fuel the flame. And because of that, the pots and pans hit heat really, really fast and evenly. But the spills collect kind of like in a drip pan underneath the burner that's got to be removed for cleaning. So lots of options and lots of things to think about. You know, aside from just the beauty of having one of these gorgeous ranges in your kitchen, you got to make sure that the space is designed right and you choose the right options for your cooking style.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, is there a chance your mattress is making you sick? Well, there are some simple steps that you can take to keep it bacteria-free. That and more when the Money Pit returns after this.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QuickCrete.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Dice Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You can post your question or call our team at 888 Money Pit. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Find your favorite app there and listen to us at your convenience.
Heading over to Ohio, where we've got Carol on the line who needs some help making a door fit.
I just wondered what's the correct type of blade and saw to use. I need to saw off the bottom of a hollow door to fit in my house because it has narrowed doors more than what other houses have.
Hey, Carol, so that's a pretty basic project, and I'm glad you called because I've got actually a couple of tricks of the trade that would help you for this. First of all, you want to take the door off the hinges. That's super important, off the hinges, and then lay it down on a couple of saw horses. You want to take some tape, like I would use the blue painter's tape, and you want to put that along the bottom of the door where you're going to cut. Now, a little tip on this, when you have that door flat on the sawhorses, it becomes harder to tell what the top of the door is and what the bottom of the door is. So don't cut the wrong side of the door. But you put the tape across the bottom of that door, and you can draw your line where you want to cut it on the tape. Put the tape on the front and the back, and here's why. Because as you start to saw this, what will happen is the wood will start to chip out along that edge, and it will get rough. And depending on what kind of door this is, you know, whether it's made of like a plywood or whether it's solid, you could get some chips and some splits, and by putting the tape there, it protects it and minimizes that. In terms of the type of saw, if it was me, I would use a circular saw. If you don't have a circular saw, you can use a fine-bladed cross-cut saw, hand saw, but again, just go very slowly and make sure you stay to that line. Don't rush it, or you'll get a really, really rough cut. Now, one more thing. I don't know how much of this door, how much shorter you want to make this door, but because it's a hollow core door, there's going to be, I'd say, I don't know, what do you think, Leslie, 3 inches of solid wood in the bottom of that door, and after that, it's going to be hollow.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have to fill in? Like, do you need to put in a piece of something?
Yeah, if she cuts too much, you're going to find that it's going to actually be hollow. So here's what I would do. If I cut through it and it was hollow, you're going to have to fill that back in. And the best way to do that is to take that chunk of wood that you just cut off and remove the facing of the door from both sides. And what will be left will be the filler. And just fit that in the space that you pulled it from. And then you're going to have to glue it and clamp it or just nicely tack it in place with a couple of brads while you glue it. And then when it's all done, sand it. And then make sure you paint it and seal it because that's an open, now exposed edge. You want to seal that. Otherwise, you'll get kind of weird, maybe some weird warping of that door. So you want to make sure you finish that bottom edge as well. All right? So good luck with that project. Well, for all the time we spend on them, most of us give our mattresses very little care, which means they get a shortened lifespan, and they can even have a risk of illness.
Yeah, you know, that's right. If you don't take some steps to keep it clean, you could be sleeping on a bed of bacteria. So to keep germs away, you want to invest in a mattress cover. Now, not only is a cover going to protect your mattress from dust and dust mites, but it's also going to ward off bacteria.
Now, let's say you're all cozy in your mattress one night and you happen to spill maybe your water or maybe it's coffee or tea while you're watching your movie. Well, whatever happens, don't soak it. Instead, spray on a solution of mild dish soap and water, scrub it with a soft brush, and blot it with a dry towel, and then just let it air dry from there.
Yeah, now every 3 months, you want to alternate between rotating and flipping your mattress. If you're going on vacation, let your mattress do the same. You want to strip your bed before you leave town and give your mattress a nice dose of sanitizing fresh air and sunlight.
And lastly, one thing you really don't want to do is to use dry cleaning agents on your mattress. Some people have advocated these, and I really disagree with them because the chemicals in these spot removers can be harmful to the fabric and underlying materials, not to mention the fact that I don't want to be laying on something that had dry cleaning chemicals on it and sucking that in all night long. It just doesn't seem like a very pleasant experience.
We've got Lewis from Pennsylvania on the line who's looking to replace a relic. What's going on?
I was wondering about who makes the best reliable pilot lighted gas water heater. I'd like to buy one of those. We had one years ago that was very good. It was a stainless steel with a stone lining. It lasted like 45 years or so, and I'd like to find something that would last a long time.
Wow, 45 years. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of a water heater that lasts 45 years, and I don't think you're going to find another one.
Maybe you shouldn't have it last 46 years.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned a pilot light. I mean, frankly, what you should be looking for today is a more efficient water heater that probably is going to have electric ignition. You don't necessarily need a pilot light anymore. And you're better off with electronic ignition because what's going to happen is that's going to heat up and light the burner when it needs to. With a standing pilot light, all these is going to get dirty and have to be clean and require more service. So if you want to use a tank water heater, I would look at the Rheem water heaters. Had very good success with those. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, I got a sense as to which ones lasted and which ones didn't. And also, Rheem has a technology now that prevents leakage. If the water heater was ever to fail, it actually shuts the supply down valve down automatically. The other thing you should definitely be looking at is a tankless water heater. We put one in our house about almost a year ago now, and I've just been super happy with it. Constant supply of hot water, never run out. Ours is a combi, which means it does the house heating through the radiators and the domestic as well. But if you have a hot air system, you could just use a tankless water heater. And you'll find that those units are probably going to go a good 20 years, I think. So I think those are your two options for upgrading that old relic of a water heater that you got now.
And, you know, be so thankful that there hasn't been any issues all this time.
Yeah. 45 years. I don't think that machine owes them a cent.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, can ceramic tiles be used on an outdoor porch? Well, the answer is, it depends. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com, where we make good homes better. Now, you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to MoneyPit.com. We'll get to a couple of those right now.
Beth wrote in, and she wants to know if she can tile an outdoor porch. She says, I have some tile that would be cool on my porch and sidewalk in front of my house. Never heard of tile on a sidewalk, but she says, can I do that? Or would it be too slippery?
There's no reason that you can't use a ceramic tile in an outdoor unconditioned space as long as you have the same type of solid installation you would have inside. So you mentioned a porch. You know, it would have to be an awfully solid porch. The base would have to be prepared properly for the tile to wear properly there and not crack and buckle and so on. But the more important issue is the slipperiness of that tile. Now, when you purchase tile, there is a number called COF, which stands for coefficient of friction. And what you're looking for is a coefficient of friction of 0.6 or greater, because that means it's generally slip resistant. Zero is totally slippery. So everything, the slip resistance goes up as the number goes up. And you want to go 0.6 or greater. So if the tile you have is rated with a COF of 0.6 or greater, you're okay to use that outside. If not, you definitely should not, because it would be super slippery.
Now, Beth, when you talk about sidewalk, it's funny because Tom and I are thinking, like, when you say sidewalk, I'm thinking the part that belongs to the village or my town or the city that's in front of my house that everybody utilizes. And I know Tom has, like, a sidewalk that's like a walkway from his house to that city village sidewalk. So if you're talking about something more like Tom has and it's slip resistant, then go for it. But if it's more like what I have, where the sidewalk is what everybody uses and it belongs to the village or the town, I don't think you can do anything there. I think you're kind of, you know, stuck with whatever that village or municipality says, hey, this is the sidewalk material. Regardless of slip resistance, you got to go with what they want.
All right, Lori is next. She says, we had a tub surround installed about 15 years ago, and the wood frame of the window on the bottom ledge of the framing has rotted away and looks horrid. In capital letters, exclamation point, we get it. She says she wants to have the whole thing torn out and redone, but she wants to know if there's an inexpensive fix. So, Leslie, I'm thinking about that product from Avatron that is called wood epoxy.
Oh, where it kind of makes the wood like an epoxy rather than like a more organic material.
Yeah, basically it's like putty, and you mix it together, and it's very lightweight. I always think it's like sort of liquid balsa wood when you're handling this stuff. But you mix it together, and you press it in place, and then you let it dry. And then what you can do, Lori, is you can actually sand it or chisel it or grind it, or whatever it takes to kind of get to that shape of the sill of the part that rotted out. But you definitely want to do that, because the longer you wait, the worse it's going to get, and it may become a point where it's not repairable with a product like Wood Epox. But you can find Wood Epox at Amazon.com, and the company, again, is Abitron, A-B-A-T-R-O-N, that makes it.
Yeah, and if it's time to replace that window, definitely think about PVC trim.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your day with us. Hey, if you guys have been enjoying the show and you're thinking, hey, I got a question about my house, I got a question about a project, I know that my mom's got a problem and I don't know how to help her fix it, I want to do this or that in the spring, whatever is leading you to improvements of your home or the home of a loved one or a friend, you can always reach out to us 24/7 and ask for advice. You can post that question at MoneyPit.com, or you can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the program. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
than a money pit.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a few moments ago the three remaining hostages inside a North Texas synagogue are out and safe. Witnesses on the scene say earlier they heard a loud bang followed by a series of what they say sounded like shots. Police on the scene have not confirmed anything, but various media reports are reporting the same news. The situation began late this morning when a man disrupted Shabbat services at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, some 15 miles northeast of Fort Worth. At one time, there were four people being held, one of them the shul's rabbi. One person was released over an hour ago. Sources on the scene said the man was very interested in a convicted terrorist serving an 86-year sentence in a nearby federal prison for attempting to kill U.S. personnel overseas. Virginia's new Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin pledging to restore trust in the government and restore power to the people. Youngkin struck themes of bipartisanship and optimism in his inaugural speech as he was sworn into office on earlier today. A weekend of pomp and circumstance got underway in Richmond as Virginia's newly elected Republican leaders took office. Even as Democrats are planning a vote to end the Senate filibuster, calling it outmoded and a hindrance to progress, they made use of the 60-vote requirement themselves this week.
Democrats used a filibuster of their own this week to kill a bill proposed by GOP Senator Ted Cruz, legislation that would have imposed sanctions on Russia over a controversial energy pipeline. The bill got majority support, 55 to 44 in favor, including votes from four Democrats. Yet Democrat Charles Schumer was able to kill the bill using the filibuster's requirement that any legislation advance by a 60-vote threshold. Bob Agner reporting.
North Korea says it tests launched the ballistic missiles from a train on Saturday. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The World Bank is downgrading its outlook for the global economy.
The 189-country anti-poverty agency forecasts worldwide economic growth of 4.1% this year. That's down from the 4.3% growth it was forecasting last June. The World Bank blames continuing outbreaks of COVID-19, a reduction in government economic support, and ongoing bottlenecks in global supply chains. The forecast is also down from the 5.5% expansion it estimates the global economy tallied in 2021.
Jeremy House reporting. In its Global Economic Prospects report, the World Bank projects the U.S. economy will grow 3.7% this year. That's down from 5.6 in 2021. It also expects China, the world's second biggest economy, to see growth decelerate to 5.1% in 2022 from 8% last year. More at townhall.com. Residents of Florida have a message for certain New Yorkers.
Police in Palm Beach have investigated flyers that were stuck onto cars with New York plates that read, "If you are one of those woke people, leave Florida. You will be happier elsewhere as we will be." Debbie, a Florida resident who recently moved from New Jersey, said, "They are participating in their First Amendment right, and we don't want them here. We don't want to turn this state ever." State resident Gregory said he doesn't think someone from Florida placed the flyers. Susie, visiting Florida from New York City, said, "We should talk to each other more." Patrick Frost reporting.
Family and friends gathered at the National World War II Museum earlier today to remember Lawrence Brooks, who was the oldest surviving World War II veteran until his death on January 5th at the age of 112. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope you guys are enjoying a beautiful January day in your part of the country. Hope you're nice and toasty and warm if you're inside. If you're fixing up your inside space because you are spending a lot more time in it with the chilly weather, we would love to help you do just that. Or if you're planning an escape for the spring, maybe you want to build that beautiful outdoor living space, spruce up the deck, build a patio, whatever's on your to-do list, slide it right over to ours by reaching out to us with those questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can also post your questions to our social media pages. Those links are all on moneypit.com, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you thought about adding solar panels to your home to reduce energy costs, did you know that not all panels deliver the same amount of electricity? It's important to understand this because you may need more or less depending on what the panel is capable of doing. We're going to top line those details in just a bit.
And if you like homes that feel bigger than they are, there's a new trend in what's known as broken or semi-open floor plans, and that's beginning to catch on. We're going to share all those details on this new trend coming up.
And with half a winter behind us, it's time to think about making sure your outdoor trees will bloom this spring. We're going to share some tips on keeping the trees alive through the remaining chilly months.
But first, you need help with a renovation, a repair, a decorating project. Whatever it is that you are working on, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So give us a call and let us know what you are working on.
That number again is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post those questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Pat in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I have a question about some flooring. Our flooring is about 25 years old. We have carpet and vinyl laminate on about 800 square feet. And I know the subfloor is good, but I want to pull up the old carpets and lay some flooring down. And I saw some vinyl, some of the new vinyl plank stuff. Now, I've laid a laminate floor before that had the backing attached, and that wasn't too bad. And I was just curious, the main floor, I want to do it all together because it all runs together, but it's got a bathroom, just a quarter bath, and a kitchen, and a dining room, and the family room, and a landing, and a hall. So there's lots of corners and stuff like that. And I'm just curious what your opinion is on that new vinyl plank flooring, if it's easier to install, more durable.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the engineered vinyl plank, I think, the EVP.
It's like the rubberized vinyl. It looks like a plank. Some of them glue together with like an overlap tab that has an adhesive already on it. Some of them you actually put an adhesive down, almost like a mastic, and then apply it like a tile. So it depends on which kind you're looking at, because one of them is much thicker than the other, and they both then have a different prep and a different adhesion process. So I think you really need to look into which that is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one I saw at the home show here locally was, it was a vinyl. You could bend it, and it looked like a wood grain, but it was kind of a quick-together installation, but it wasn't like the solid, the firm, and, you know, laminate flooring that clicks together. It wasn't soft. You know, you can't bend that, but this vinyl stuff you could bend, and it looked pretty nice.
Yeah, Pat, you're talking about a product called EVP, or engineered vinyl plank. That's another type of vinyl flooring, much newer to the market. But from what I've seen of it, it's 100% waterproof. It does click together much like other types of laminate floor would. And the finish on it is super durable. Lumber Liquidators makes one that has a 30-year finish on it, and it looks just like wood. So that is definitely another option for you.
Now, do you, the stuff I've laid before already has the backing attached, the click together laminate. That had a backing attached. Now, for something like this, do you just lay it right over the subfloor and the linoleum in the case, as long as it's even and good?
Yeah. In fact, this is a floating floor, much like a regular laminate floor would be, so it's not adhered to the old floor. It lays on top of it. So, as you say, as long as the floor is flat with no big, you know, dips or bumps or humps in it, you know, then it just is going to lock together and lay right there, and you're going to trim it along the edge against the baseboard molding.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
We've got Philip in Massachusetts on the line who's dealing with a roofing issue. So tell us what's going on at your place.
I was going to replace the roof on the back side of the house. It's a Cape Cod. I was wondering about what type of roof would be the best for this application and if I should use Ice Guard. I've had a problem with backup under the shingles in the frozen 30-degree weather.
Yeah, definitely in the Massachusetts area, you're going to want to have ice and water shield, because you get a lot of snow that kind of cake up on the gutter. It forms to ice. Then as the snow melts higher up on the roof, it runs down, hits that sort of blockage, and backs up into the house. So, well, what you're going to want to do is take existing layers of shingles off, because you can't put ice and water shield on top of an old roof. So you go right down to the roof sheathing. And then you're going to use ice and water shield. The biggest name in that is Grace, G-R-A-C-E. Grace Ice and Water Shield is a good product. It's about 3 feet wide, and it goes along that bottom lip, that bottom edge of the roof right above the gutter. You don't have to go beyond that, because the ice dams don't form up higher on the roof. You just put it along the bottom edge, front and back. In terms of the shingle quality, you have a lot of choices in shingles today. The first one's going to be cosmetic, whether you want sort of a standard shingle or you want that emulates wood. So dimensional shingles are the ones that can look like a wood shake roof, even though they're made out of asphalt. And generally speaking, you're going to probably want something that's in the basic, you know, 20-25 year range. I would not get bamboozled by manufacturers that have 50-year warranties, because when it comes to roofing shingle warranties, it only covers the roofing shingle. It doesn't cover the labor. And it only covers it on a prorated basis. So if you're, let's just say, you were dutiful enough to keep all your paperwork and your 50-year warranted shingles only last 25, and you had all that documentation, They go, yep, it definitely failed. Here's half the cost of new shingles. You're on your own for the rest. And that's the way that works. So I think, you know, 20-25 year average life for a roof shingle is reasonable. And your only decision is whether or not you want one that's dimensional, that has that sort of pattern to it, or just sort of a plain shingle. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next, if you've ever thought about adding solar panels to your home to reduce electricity costs, did you know that not all panels deliver the same amount of juice? We're going to share some of the differences you need to know about after this.
Live in a money pit.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you guys love listening to podcasts, we would love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Or wherever you get your pods.
Heading to Florida, where Carolyn's on the line, has some rusty doors that need painting. How can we help you?
I'm needing to repaint or fix my garage doors. They're metal, and I don't know what I have to do. They do have some rust on them, and so I guess I'm going to have to sand them down and treat them, but I just don't really know what to use on them.
So that's a pretty straightforward project. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sand off those rust spots,
because you don't want to paint over the rust. So you want to sand them off. You use a very fine grit sandpaper for that. Probably something that's around 200, 300 grit, like an emery paper, will work well for that. And then next, you do need to prime them. I would recommend Rust-Oleum, and you can buy that, you know, by the quart, by the gallon. You're going to want to prime that whole door. And by the way, aside from sanding that rust spots, you want to lightly sand the whole door to make sure it's clean, because, again, you don't want to have anything in between that and the primer. Then you can use a Rust-Oleum primer on the entire door. And then on top of that, you're going to use, I would just stay with the Rust-Oleum line and use a top coat of color from there. It's a little tricky when you're dealing with garage doors. You have to sort of have them propped open a little bit, because otherwise the door, when it closes, it rubs against the weather stripping, and of course that mars up the paint finish. So you're going to have to sort of pick a day when it's warm enough where you can have that garage door open and let it dry. And just don't put it down all the way. If you leave it sort of suspended in the air about maybe halfway down, you'll probably be okay. I would work one side at a time. It's going to be a bit of a time-consuming project, but it's pretty straightforward, and it's not that difficult.
All right, now we've got Eric in Michigan on the line, who's got a question during a construction project here about an eaves trough.
The question is eaves troughs, yes or no, when you're building. Does it make a difference if it's on a concrete slab or if you have a basement? Just your thoughts whether to install eaves troughs or not.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, I've never heard this term before. What is an eaves trough? Do we have those here?
Yes. You say gutter, but in Michigan they say eaves trough.
The famous tomato gutter.
Tomato, yeah,
eaves trough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your question is, do I need gutters? And yes, you do. It doesn't matter if you're on a concrete slab or if you have a basement, because the gutters are going to manage the water to the foundation perimeter, which is important in both cases. Now, if you let a lot of water run off your roof, even if you're on a slab, you're going to find that as the soil gets very wet around the foundation, you'll have more settlement and get some cracking. And also, in some cases, if there's a heavy rainfall, you get so much water that because concrete is so hydroscopic, it absorbs water like crazy, it can actually pull that water up into the living space of your house. Now you got mold issues and everything else. So, yes, you do need gutters. And if you have basements, well, if you don't have gutters, you're just waiting for a flood to happen. You're ready for it because it's going to happen. So, yes, put gutters on the house, put downspouts on the house. Make sure they are extended at least, this is new construction, so I would say at least 4 or 5 feet away. And when they do the final grade, do a little bit higher of a grade than they are required to by code, because it settles, and it settles quickly. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen the minimum grade just turn flat, like within 6 months to a year. And now you got no drainage at all, and the water's just sitting there. So that water management is really, really important, Eric, and that's why I think you definitely should have eaves troughs around the roof edge of your house.
That's fancy. I'm going to start using that every day in my life. Oh, that eaves trough is overflowing.
Use that in a sentence in your general conversation.
Hey, kids, keep those tennis balls out of the eaves trough.
There you go.
Well, if you're thinking about adding a solar energy system to your home so that you can reduce or eliminate your electricity bill, one of the decisions that you're going to need to make is which type of solar panel you're installing, because, you know, there's actually a lot of options out there, and I think people don't realize that.
Yeah, now, panels are going to vary by the number of cells, which would typically be 60 or 72, and the difference really comes down to the actual physical dimensions, since panels that hold more cells are physically larger, and they have to be fitted properly on your existing roof space.
Yeah, and you also want to consider cost per watt. Now, full-sized panels typically deliver anywhere between 275 watts to 400 watts of output, but higher output doesn't always mean a better deal.
Yeah, and next you're going to want to consider the reputation of the panel manufacturer. Now, that's important because these panels, they're going to be with you for a while. They're designed to last 25 years or more, and you're going to want to be confident that the manufacturer is going to be there the whole time.
Yeah, and along those same lines, you want to consider the warranty. Now, most are 25 years, but some can be 30 years, and one manufacturer even has a third-party company that backs the warranty the entire time, so that in the unlikely event that something happens to the manufacturer, that third-party company would be the one to handle those issues.
And lastly, and this is really important, you want to consider the panel efficiency, which basically tells you how good the panel is at converting sunlight into that important usable energy. It's particularly important if you have limited space for your panels on your roof,
because high-efficiency panels are more expensive, but they deliver more power output per square foot of that precious available space, which, again, is particularly helpful when you have a really tight roof space situation, because you need to not only have the space, but the roof has to face the right direction. So that efficiency number is really critical. So you have to kind of balance that against the cost of the panel.
Heading out to Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, where Deb's on the line. So I've heard about ring around the collar. I've heard about ring around the tub. But you've got a ring around the sink? What's going on?
My problem is that I have a bathroom counter combination sink that's beautiful. It's creamy yellow. I love it. Nothing's wrong with it. Except right around the drain is this ugly black that won't come off. And my husband says, we might have to just replace the whole thing. I said, that's ridiculous. Everything's perfect except that spot. There's got to be something to use. He mentioned something like a lime away. We haven't tried anything yet. But it's, like I said, just a ring around the drain part. Everything else in the sink is perfect. I hate to get rid of the whole thing for that. There's got to be something, even if we have to sand it or something. Maybe there's a new product to get rid of that black. But it's really a shame because everything else is perfect.
Yeah, Deborah, I know what you're talking about. And what happens is that that is the area of the sink with a composite sink, which is pretty sure what you're referring to, where it really wears. The finish on the sink wears, and then over the years, you get just sort of the dirt and the grime that embeds itself into that space. Sometimes you get a reaction between the metal drain that's there and the sink itself. It's funny, you mentioned sanding. I think if it's you've done all this sort of over-the-counter products attempts, I mean, I would try CLR maybe just to make sure you check that off the list. That's the calcium lime rust remover. But I would try that. I would also try an oxygenated bleach. But if those two things don't work, you could consider disconnecting the drain, basically pulling that all out, and then seeing if you could abrade some of that dark area away with some steel wool. I don't think sandpaper will work, but it would allow you to have a better shot at it. And then when you put it back together, make sure you use a new drain connection from the top side, because you will stop getting any additional deterioration. And you might even consider one that's slightly wider. If it has slightly wider lip on that metal drain, that would actually cover the old black, which is probably forming between the drain itself and the sink. So there's a couple of ideas for you. Hopefully one of those will straighten this problem out without you having to replace the entire thing.
Mike in Arizona's on the line. You've got a question about siding. What's going on?
My house currently has Western red cedar as siding, but it's like 20 years old and really in bad shape. And I'm wondering, because of my local place, if I can go with a pine tongue and groove siding versus a Western red cedar tongue and groove siding, if it would be appropriate to this area.
So, Mike, you want to replace the Western red cedar with pine, but you're going to basically have the same situation. The fact that you're replacing wood with wood, that pine in 20 years is going to look just as bad, if not worse, because, by the way, pine is not as insect resistant and not as decay resistant as cedar is. So if you really want wood siding and the existing wood siding is just deteriorated, I would simply replace it with more Western red cedar. Now, that said, if you want to get away from wood siding, I would take a serious look at hardy plank siding or hardy shingle siding. The hardy sidings are really well made, and they're basically a cement siding, and they are pre-painted at the factory. I, for example, have wood shingles on my house, and I have hardy shingles on my garage. And from the street, they look identical. But I can tell you that I'll be doing a lot more painting of the house than I will of the garage, because those shingles just don't wear out.
How long have I had my hardy shingles? 10 years now?
Yeah.
All I do is occasionally, like, power wash a little area. The house
right.
looks pristine.
All I've had to do was spray a little mildicide on it to get rid of some of the moss that likes to grow on it. But other than that, it looks perfect. It has shown no wear whatsoever. It's just amazing stuff.
No, and it looks like the real deal. Like, it looks
does.
Like real shingles. So
yeah.
There's no, you know, there's no downside.
Yeah, so you're not picking up any benefit by replacing cedar siding with pine siding. But if you want to pick up a benefit, I would switch out, maybe go with a hardy. Or if you really like the wood, then just go with the cedar again. But this time, use a solid color stain on it. That's going to give it more protection. You'll have to do that probably about every 5 years to keep it from cracking and checking and wearing out again.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. You know, for the past several years, people, both in new homes and in older homes, have been taking on remodeling projects to create a more open floor plan. But is this open floor plan right for you? We're going to share those details after this.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Birch Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Birch Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Birch Construction Management.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, do you guys need help with a reno, a repair, or a decor project? Well, we share expert tips, ideas, and inspiration, basically to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Reach out with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Heading over to Illinois, where Lynn's on the line, who's having a bit of trouble getting her mail these days. What's going on?
I have a mailbox that's enclosed in a brick enclosure, an ornamental brick enclosure, and the mailbox has rusted, and the door eventually fell off, and I couldn't reattach it. So I'm just wondering, it's a pretty small mailbox inside that enclosure, so I can't slip another one in inside it, but I was just wondering if there's any suggestions of what I could do about that.
Wow, yeah, that's definitely a hassle, and sure, that metal box that was surrounded by bricks is definitely going to have a life expectancy, which you're apparently at the end of right now, Lynn. So let me make you a couple of suggestions. First of all, that mailbox had to have been installed into that brick with some sort of mechanical fastener. So the mason would have, you know, made the brick surround it, but he also would have had to have attached it in some way. I suspect that if you look, perhaps you need a bright flashlight for this, if you look deep into that metal mailbox, you're probably going to see the heads of some bolts or nuts or screws that are sticking through the sides of that mailbox. I'm going to tell you how I would do it. You may not have the tools for this or the patience for it, but what I would do is I would cut the head of that screw off from the inside of the mailbox. I mean, this is something that I would do with a Sawzall. You could probably also do it, frankly, with just a hacksaw blade if you're patient enough. You slide it flush with the metal mailbox and basically saw back and forth. It's a little rough to handle, so just use some tape on the raw part of the blade that you're holding on. And be careful not to slip, because you could, like, you know, cut yourself doing this. But you're going to cut those screw heads off. That should loosen this box enough for you to get it out. And you may have to pry it a little bit. Eventually, try to get it out with as least damage as possible. But just yank it out of that hole. Now you've got this clean hole to work with. And at this point, I would just get online and start searching for mailbox upon mailbox upon mailbox and see if I could find one that has a dimension that feels like it would work. You know, Amazon Prime is perfect for this if you have it, because they usually have free returns, and you could order three or four of them until you find one that fits and send the rest back. And I also might suggest that nowadays, a lot of those mailboxes are made of a very sturdy plastic, which is simply not going to corrode like the metal one did. I bet when this was first installed, there was no such thing as a plastic mailbox that was sturdy. These new mailboxes made out of a sort of industrial strength plastic. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I've seen them and played with them, and they're pretty tough. I would suggest you slip one of those into that brick opening, because it'd certainly be worth the extra effort so that you don't have to disassemble that brick portion of the mailbox holder, so to speak, to get this project completed.
Well, if you had the choice, guys, would you love to have an open floor plan? You know, a lot of people do. Most open floor plans consist of one large space or a great room, and that combines your kitchen, your dining, and your living area, which can give you a very refreshing, open feeling. It's for some people, it's not for everybody, so you've got to decide how you can best live within the space.
Now, another benefit of an open floor plan is that it maximizes space both visually and literally. So you're not likely to wind up with an unused formal dining room, for example, or a living room that's only used when company's coming. That wide open line of sight also provides sort of a sense of continuity and allows the furnishings and style of your home to shine. But Leslie, you always say that figuring out how to place furniture is additionally a bit more complicated when you have sort of an open style like that, right?
Oh, for sure, because you still want that furniture, even though the space itself is open, you want those furnishings to kind of create those rooms, you know what I'm saying? So it's like there's tables that go behind couches and there's different areas and different things to sort of say, I'm a living room, I'm the dining area, I'm the kitchen area, I'm the hangout zone. So you have to really think about that. And I think it's important when you're doing this to think about plug placement. You need something in the floor because that's where a lamp is going to be. So there's a lot more to think about. But interestingly, realtors are seeing that most first or second time homebuyers really love this open concept living. I mean, even those who've been, you know, used to living with that traditional closed plan home, they're really looking for ways to remove walls, open things up. I'm kind of a fan of this, like, little bit of a mix of it. So maybe like your kitchen opens to the family room, but then there's still, you know, separation to a dining area. You know, I like that sort of mix of it all, if that's such a thing.
Yeah, I think all in all, if an open floor plan is a look you enjoy, it's kind of a remodeling project that does result in a very desirable design. It's no doubt going to add some value and some interest to your home when it comes time to sell. And you know what? If you sell your house and all your furniture is out, let the new buyer figure out how they're going to fit their stuff into that flow, right?
Yeah, let that person that does the virtual rendering that says, like, your house could look like this, let them come up with some ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Rebecca in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a crack in a foundation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Oh, well, let's see. Where do I start? I have an external chimney. I believe they said it was limestone. There are cracks that are going from the bottom of it all the way to the top on the front. And if you're facing it on the right side as well, and on the inside around the mantle, I put it to you this way, there are paint chips that have shifted about an inch above from where they were originally on the wall, and there are cracks kind of coming from the vicinity of the chimney down to the windowsill.
Okay.
I had someone take a look at it, and he said the foundation under the chimney was cracked, and what it is, I've really been given two different opinions as to what I need to do to fix it.
Okay, let me ask you a question, Rebecca. The person you had look at it, was this a chimney contractor, a mason?
It was he's actually a roofer, an external specialist, but he also works on chimneys.
Okay, so it's a contractor. And who was the second opinion from? Another contractor?
Yes, another contractor. Okay. And one opinion is the chimney needs to be torn completely down. And the other one is it needs to be knocked down to the roof level and tied into the roof.
Now, let me ask you a question here, Rebecca. What do both of these guys have in common?
I don't know.
They both want your money. That's what they have in common. Okay.
Yeah.
So they have a conflict of interest. This is a significant project and a potentially serious one, and one that may go deeper than what you're seeing. What you're telling me is concerning because of the number of cracks and the evidence of movement. So I'm going to tell you that what you should do is find a professional home inspector. You can find one that's certified by the American Society of Home Inspectors and have that inspector look at your chimney, either a home inspector or a structural engineer, but not a contractor. A home inspector does not do work on the house. They only inspect, so they don't have that conflict of interest. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, which is ASHI.org, or I think it's also homeinspector.org, you can enter in your zip code. You'll get a list of certified inspectors in your area. You can call a few, chat with them about what's going on. They'll charge you a small fee, you know, maybe $100 or $200, I would guess, to do what's called a partial inspection. It's basically to come out and look at one item. But I really think you need a set of skilled eyes looking at that, where the guy's not trying to sell you a repair, to tell you what exactly is going on and what has to happen before you start spending money with these contractors. They may be completely right, but I'm uncomfortable whenever you have a contractor that says, you got a problem, lady, but I'm just the guy to fix it for you. It's just a big conflict of interest, and you got to guard against it, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement questions anytime, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, with half of the winter behind us, it's time to start thinking about making your outdoor trees ready to bloom this spring. We've got some tips on keeping those trees alive through these colder winter months when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online on this beautiful January day at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, we love that you listen to us here at the Money Pit, but we also want you to follow us on the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which really times out perfectly for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Susan in Texas is on the line with a water question. What's going on?
My daughter has a country home she just purchased, and there's a 900-foot deep water well on it. And she wanted to know, does she need to use a water softener or a carbon filter for the drinking water? And also, how much electricity would that use, that water well?
Well, the first thing she needs to do is to have a comprehensive water test done. Was that done?
I believe so, because they had inspectors come out, but I don't remember what she said.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't believe anything unless I had a result back from a water testing laboratory. That's going to tell you what kind of treatment you need to do locally. So the first thing she needs to do is to get a water test done, a thorough water test done, that's going to check for all sorts of contaminants and pesticides and that sort of thing. And then based on that, you can determine what you want to do to treat the water. But you just don't start treating it first. You start with the test, and the test is what determines what needs to be treated. Make sense?
Yes, lots of sense, yes.
Well, with about half of the winter behind us, it's a good time to think about making sure your outdoor trees are going to actually bloom this spring. There are some steps that you can do right now to make sure that those trees actually survive the remaining colder weather ahead and are good to go when it warms up.
Yeah, first of all, it's important to know that trees aren't just hanging out when the weather's cold. They're actually working to conserve food and energy and protecting their growing parts underneath those layers known as buds, which are very, very vulnerable this time of year.
Now, one thing you can do to help your trees is to keep them warm, so to speak, through the winter by making sure you add a thin layer of composted organic mulch to the tree's soil surface, which helps protect those roots from extreme temperatures. If you happen to get a warmer day, go ahead and add another layer of it midwinter just to make sure that they are totally covered.
Yeah, and if the tree is on the younger side and it hasn't developed that corky bark, you want to wrap it, and you need to keep pets and animals away, too, during this very delicate time.
Yeah, and lastly, you want to resist the urge to prune too many dead branches. Cuts need to be made selectively until the weather warms up. So if it's something that looks, you know, kind of dangerous, yeah, go ahead and trim that. But for the rest of it, just wait until the spring.
Heading over to Baltimore, where Lydia's on the line with a question about insulation. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, I would like to know, you know, what kind of insulation we should go for.
Okay. So right now, do you know what kind of insulation you have in the attic? Most homes have fiberglass. Is that what you have?
I don't know what's up there.
Okay. Tell me how old your house is, Lydia. Any idea?
About 25 years old.
Okay, well, most likely it has the original fiberglass insulation, and in a 25-year-old house, that's going to have settled down and be fairly compressed and not doing a great job insulating your home, so that means you're probably spending more than you have to on heat. So here's what I would do. I would add 8 to 10 inches of unfaced fiberglass batts, so that's no paper face, no foil face, and you lay those perpendicular, so 90 degrees to the floor joists that are up there, and this will create a second layer of insulation. It will make a big impact in improving the energy efficiency of your home. Now, you will have to give away some storage space because you can't crush that insulation. It has to remain thick and fluffy to do its job. But I think if you put another layer of, say, 8 to 10-inch unfaced fiberglass batts up there, you will be far more comfortable in that home this winter.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, Liz is thinking ahead to a springtime project and wants to know which project will add more value to a home, a wood deck or a brick paver patio. We're going to answer that question next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions?
Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
com for details.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, where you can call us at 888-MONEY-PIT or post your questions to our website at moneypit.com.
Liz writes in and she says, we want to add a deck or patio to our backyard. Which one is going to add more value to the home, a wood deck or a patio of pavers?
Well, you know, frankly, the idea that you can create living space beyond the four walls of your house is a really popular home improvement project, and some reports say that installing deck will give you as much as a 75% return on investment when it comes time to sell. Patios are not rated, Liz, but I would expect the results to be similar. It's more important to use the right application here, because if your door at the back of your house, whether it's a slider or just a regular door, if it's up more than about 8 inches, or maybe it's like one step down, you definitely might want to think about a patio. If it's higher than that, use a deck. What you don't want to do is build a deck too low to the ground, because it becomes kind of a rotty, nasty, sort of algae-covered mess at that point, and that's not going to add any value to your house.
All right, good luck with those projects. It sounds fun.
Well, if you've ever tried to furniture shop, you know it can be somewhat overwhelming. Many of the decisions you're faced with when considering a new sofa or an easy chair is the material. Now, leather is durable, but it's expensive. However, fabric might not stand up to your daily grind. And if you got pets, oh, man, that further complicates everything. Well, Leslie's got some tips to help us all sort it out in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, where do we begin?
Yeah, you know, when you're choosing between leather and fabric, there's a lot of things that you need to consider. Now, most leather types are pretty easy to clean. A damp cloth is usually all that you need to wipe down the sofa. Leather's going to be very durable. It can outlive a fabric by many years if you take care of it properly. It's clean looking. It kind of has a sophisticated modern look. And I mean, it really can have a different look depending on the frame or shape of that piece of furniture as well. But some people find, and this includes me, that the leather furnishings, it's kind of cold to the touch, and when you sit on it in the warmer months, or if it's humid, you kind of get stuck to it. So those aren't my favorite options when it comes to leather. Those, you know, those reasons there. Also, with leather, you're not going to get as many color options as you would with a fabric. I mean, obviously, one's a hide and one's a manufactured thing. Now, for fabrics, there's a lot of colors out there. There's a ton of patterns. It can feel warm and cozy. It can feel inviting. I'm not saying that leather doesn't also, but there's definitely two very different feels when it comes to these materials. Now, some fabric sofas are going to have a removable cover that allows them to be professionally cleaned. On the downside, though, fabrics can be very easily stained, so they're not as durable as leather. And then sometimes, depending on the fabric that you pick or the pattern that you pick or the texture of it, it can get more dated, you know, or feel more dated more quickly than a leather furnishing would. So there's a lot of stuff to consider. I mean, you really have to weigh your pros and cons to decide what's best for you. You know, I got two boys. I feel like every time I pick something, it doesn't really matter what I pick. They manage to destroy everything. So I look for pieces of furniture that are cleanable, that have fabrics that I can definitely wash, that, you know, no matter how much chocolate is eaten on the couch, regardless of me saying, hey, buddy, use a napkin, don't eat it on the couch, I'm still able to clean that chocolate off the couch. So you've got to really look at your lifestyle and then decide what's going to sort of get you through the long haul. I've also decided that I'm not allowed to have anything nice until, I don't know, when is it, Tom, when they leave the house? When can I buy nice things again?
Well, listen, so let's talk about that, right? So my three have left the house.
But they come back.
With dogs.
Yeah.
With dogs, okay. So that totally has an effect on furniture choice. It never really ends.
So, guys, just pick what's going to get you through.
All right. Well, it sounds like we got to get out of here. I hear our music. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Serve daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. A nearly 10-hour standoff in North Texas is over after a man who took four people hostage inside a Fort Worth area synagogue is dead. The four people taken hostage, all okay and without injury. Saturday night, Governor Greg Abbott tweeted that the whole thing had come to an end not long after a loud bang was heard and then what sounded like gunfire coming from the synagogue. The suspect had taken the hostages earlier Saturday morning at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville during Shabbat services. One official says the hostage taker had demanded the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist suspected of having ties to Al-Qaeda, currently serving an 86-year federal prison sentence in nearby Fort Worth. Also at his swearing in earlier today, Virginia's new governor Glenn Youngkin says he will bring the state together.
No matter who you voted for, I pledge to be your advocate, your voice, your governor.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is accusing Dr. Anthony Fauci of conspiring with the former NIH director to discredit doctors who disagreed with them about COVID-19.
Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci got into a heated exchange marked with personal attacks during a hearing dealing with the response to COVID-19 variants.
Do you really think it's appropriate to use your $420,000 salary to attack scientists that disagree with you?
I think in usual fashion, Senator, you are distorting everything about me.
Paul, who was also a doctor, went on to say that this is not the only time that Fauci has, quote, conspired when it comes to messaging about the pandemic. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Meanwhile, the Big Apple crime wave continues. This time, a woman apparently pushed to her death in front of a subway train at New York's Times Square mid-morning on Saturday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Overseas,
Prince Andrew and the woman who accused him of sexually assaulting her when she was 17 years old have both filed requests for witnesses in her lawsuit against him. We get the latest from correspondent Julie Walker.
Virginia Giuffre's lawyers are seeking witness accounts from the prince's former assistant and a woman who claims to have seen them together at a nightclub during the time in question. Prince Andrew denies Giuffre's allegations. His legal team wants witness accounts from her husband and her psychologist, claiming she may suffer false memories. Giuffre says she was coerced into sex with Prince Andrew in 2001 by his friend Jeffrey Epstein and his companion Ghislaine Maxwell. She was convicted of sex trafficking-related charges last month. Epstein killed himself in jail awaiting trial 3 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Supreme Court vaccine mandate ruling is a huge setback for the Labor Department.
That's what former Trump Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia said following the Supreme Court's decision to block a federal COVID-19 vaccine mandate for large businesses. Scalia said the power the Labor Department once thought it had has now been shrunk by the court. Scalia warned when government agencies extend their overreach, they come away with less than they had before. He now believes the Labor Department has fewer emergency powers. Scalia is confident the Supreme Court ruling will help workers re-enter the workforce and prevent further COVID-19 mandates, possibly easing an ongoing labor shortage. Patrick Foss reporting.
Microsoft opening an investigation as to how it responds to workplace sexual harassment, including its handling of allegations about company co-founder Bill Gates. After nearly 78% of shareholders at the annual meeting voted to demand more accountability. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high.
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Live from the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm in New York City, 48th and 6th. You are listening in this city and around the country and around the world, I hope. You usually are. Carla Shimkus comes in at the bottom of the hour, co-host of Fox and Friends First, and Dr. Marty McCary is standing by. We know the President of the United States is now meeting behind closed doors in Capitol Hill with the Democratic Party, trying to rally them behind his voting reform. And we know, too, the Speaker of the House, as well as the Minority Leader, Kevin McCarthy, will both have press conference today. So news will emerge out of that, along with some of the news that emerged yesterday, and that was the retort from Joe Biden's bonkers speech in Georgia on Tuesday. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three, over the coming weeks, as cases are predicted to peak in this country. While we are seeing early evidence that Omicron is less severe than Delta and that those infected are less likely to require hospitalization, it's important to note that Omicron continues to be much more transmissible than Delta.
Wow, fed up. That's how the Dems feel about the Biden administration when it comes to tests, when it comes to PPE, when it comes to messaging on COVID. As the president's chief medical advisor, Anthony Fauci, now on his third year of COVID contradictions, has lost all credibility while stirring up strong national anger and frustration.
Number two. They're related, I think, to inflation, which people are reminded of every time they go to the grocery store or buy a tank of gas. It's due to COVID, the difficulty, the failure to get COVID under control. He's going to be finishing his first year in office with an approval rating that is really underwater.
And according to Quinnipiac, it's at 33%, the latest approval rating on President Biden, an unimaginably bad economy, first and foremost inflation, 45-year high, but bad enough for the Dems to bring back Hillary? It's more than a theory in today's Wall Street Journal. It might exactly be what the ruling party is planning to do. We'll explain.
Number one.
What about Senator Manchin? What about Senator Sinema?
I don't think anyone should be absolved from the responsibility of preserving and protecting our democracy.
Are you working?
Especially when they took an oath to protect and defend our Constitution.
She did a she just had a horrific interview on NBC. Agree with me or blow up the filibuster. Federalize elections or you're a racist slave owner. That's the theme President Biden is pushing this week. And suffice it to say, the blowback's been powerful and widespread. One person on board with this incoherent operation, believe it or not, Barack Obama. With me right now is Dr. Marty McCary. He's a Fox News contributor, surgeon, and a professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins and author of The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare. Dr. McCary, right now we are in a situation where I was embarrassed to watch Fauci and these Republicans spar. Did you get anything out of that testimony?
Well, the one thing I was hoping for, looking forward, because, look, there's a big blame game to apply retrospectively. But moving forward, one thing Dr. Fauci and his colleagues should definitely agree to is an international ban on any future gain-of-function research. And Rand Paul pressed him on that, and he would not agree to it. I mean, that to me is not only a lack of humility, and by the way, the country is hungry for humility from public health officials, but it's also dangerous. I think we're going to let the Omicron wave settle out, and then we're going to push this hard, and that is we've got to agree to an international ban on all gain-of-function research forever, in perpetuity, of any kind, period.
You know, and there's no way China will go along with that, but it's always worth trying. It's just like trying to get North Koreans to give up nuclear weapons. But, Dr. McCary, a couple of things are going on here. There's so much contradictory things going on to the point where Democrats are actually questioning it. They're saying when it comes to therapeutics, why weren't they not manufactured ahead of time while they waited for approval, like the vaccines? Have you gotten an explanation from Pfizer or Merck on that?
Well, basically, our public health leaders chose not to have an Operation Warp Speed for therapeutics. That's all there is to it. They made a decision, and that's what they chose to do. They were thinking that we would not have future waves. They hedged their bet, and they got it wrong. That's all there is to it.
What about testing? Same thing? Hedging bets with money we already gave them?
Same thing, and the worst part of it now is that we probably have enough tests as is to test people adequately, except they're telling every single human being to get tested incessantly. You've got Princeton University testing their athletes three times a week. A lot of colleges are doing twice a week. On the lowest risk population on earth, they are burning through the tests that otherwise would be sufficient to test people who need to know.
So I want you to hear Dr. Rochelle Walensky on these masks. Bernie Sanders wants everybody to get three masks mailed to their house. Cut 31. N95s. Cut 31.
CDC continues to recommend that any mask is better than no mask, and we do encourage all Americans to wear a well-fitting mask to protect themselves and prevent the spread of COVID-19, and that recommendation is not going to change.
So where do you stand on this? Are you for an N95 for every kid, for every American?
Well, Brian, I've worn an N95 a fair bit in the hospital as a physician and in the ICU. They're hard to wear. I mean, I see nurses and doctors loosen and rip them off at the end of a shift. So, look, some people do really well with masks, and other people struggle. I don't enjoy wearing a mask. I think if I got one sent to my home, I wouldn't use it because we're dealing with a common cold infection. If there's an Ebola outbreak or something new, then I might pull it out of the closet. But the way they're clinging on to cloth masks, which, let's face it, that's the vast majority of masks that are being worn by kids in school. That's unbelievable. I'd love to ask Dr. Walensky, in your opinion, what's the size of an aerosolized COVID virus? Like, in terms of particulate size because it's about 5 microns, and the holes in those masks are 10 to 20. So I don't understand how, when the entire scientific community recognizes cloth masks don't work and help, how they're clinging on to that guidance.
Couple of things. There's a big push now to have Joe Rogan's podcast brought down with disclaimers or limited or stop him entirely, because he interviewed Dr. Robert Malone at one point, and it caused, I think it was the most downloaded one. He is a guy who has the patent for the mRNA, which I believe that is with the vaccines predicated on. And Dr. Peter McCullough came out very critical of how we're handling this pandemic, and they get in 2-3 hour interviews. Do you believe that guys like Joe Rogan are hurting public policy?
Look, I believe in free speech, and I believe in an open forum in science. And I listen to those podcasts. I came out a little differently on some things, but let him speak. I mean, these
are... What did you have a problem with? I know it's a 3-hour podcast, and that's a lot to say, but what stuck out where you thought that's not true?
Well, I think the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin data are now in, and there's no benefit. But I agree with them on a lot of stuff, like fluvoxamine, nasal sprays, all kinds of stuff. And they've got concerns about the vaccines in young, healthy people. So do I, especially boosters. Now we're moving on to booster mandates for teenagers. I mean, give me a break. The FDA bypassed their own experts in order to get that approved.
My teenager had to take it to get back to school.
They are reducing a risk starting at zero. The risk of them dying of COVID with the regular primary vaccine series is zero. Anyone under 30, that's published. That's the New England Journal of Medicine. You can't lower the risk any further with a booster when it starts at zero. The tragedy is 1 in 2,000 young men is going to develop myocarditis, and we have no idea what that means long term. We're playing with fire. We're in uncharted territory with that complication.
I watched the CEO of Moderna say our vaccine is really limited to zero protection against Omicron.
The people pushing boosters have a major scientific dilemma about to hit them, and that is the first studies of the efficacy long term of boosters are now just in, and at 10 weeks, it drops almost to zero. It drops to 35% for Pfizer and is rapidly declining at 10 weeks. So either we give a booster every 3 months for the rest of your life, or we recognize that your T-cell immunity is sufficient to protect against severe disease. Moderna has a couple major problems in store coming down the road. I don't think the CEO of Moderna is going to share with you that his own vaccine is basically banned from anyone under age 30 in some parts of Europe.
Interesting. He's working on a Omicron vaccine.
Look, if I told you there was a vaccine that's brand new, not studied long term, and it might help you reduce the risk of a common cold, some people might say okay. Some people, I think, would say no, thank you. I've got a risk tolerance different from that of Dr. Fauci.
It's really weird. Let me ask you this, Doctor, and this is diving a little deep. So when you put something like an mRNA in you, I'm wondering, does the vaccine adjust? Does your body adjust? So I'm looking at my vaccine card from New York State. It expires. I didn't know it expires. I thought it just said the date that I got it. Now it says it expires in a year. Is my body adjusting to the initial COVID-19 virus? And as the flu changes every year and you try to anticipate what the variant is to design your shot, are we going to have to design a different shot? And is my body adjusting to this period? Am I being affected?
So what's happening is when you get the infection or you get vaccinated, the T cells are getting activated and they recognize both Omicron and Delta. Even though the antibodies are not a perfect match with both, the T cells are. So that's why you're still protected against severe illness. The Kaiser Permanente Southern California study just hit yesterday. It's making a lot of news and chatter in the medical community. It was a study specifically of Omicron, and they found in 52,000 people studied in Southern California with this infection, nobody ended up on a ventilator, zero. And the reductions they saw in hospitalization, I think, are even greater than what they reported in the study, because they don't know if their hospitalizations for or with COVID. And by the way, those were dramatic reductions, and they're going to be even greater than that.
So I just saw the numbers in the New York Times. It says the number of deaths are up 50%, so they're around 1,800, 1,900 a day, and cases are up over 200%. How do you read those numbers?
I think it's about half of what the numbers are showing in terms of death and hospitalizations. Then the case numbers are real, but they are real, and they spike every viral season for every viral pathogen that circulates every winter. We see that. I mean, would we report on the news that influenza cases are up 400% week two over week one? But that's what we see every year. We see hospitals that get burdened significantly by influenza. 5 years ago, we had such a bad flu season. The hospitals were at their brink, and that was with full staffing. Now add to that that one in five people in healthcare have left the profession. That's why we've got a hospital crisis.
And lastly, I know this is a broad question, maybe a point of frustration for you, but it's one I get all the time, especially because both my daughters, to get back to school, have to, and they're both athletes, they have to get the booster after getting the vaccine. So it's unbelievable. So what do you – why do they keep saying to get the booster? Why do they keep saying that when even the CEO of Moderna, and I don't know what Pfizer's saying, is saying that it doesn't help?
And the WHO is against boosters. I think there's a vaccine fanaticism going on, Brian. And, look, I want adults who have any risk factor, you know, or basically any adult who's not had COVID to get vaccinated. But right now there's a one-hammer approach, and it's a sledgehammer that Dr. Fauci has. And anytime any COVID news happens, be it a new variant out there or any, you know, anything going on in the COVID world, they reach for that one sledgehammer and say, more doses, more doses. And the reality is you may be doing more harm than good with a third dose in someone young. I believe if they've had COVID already, a third dose is absolutely anti-scientific and potentially more risk than benefits.
So, right. You do have, I think it's universally agreed on, once you get the, if you have it, you have to wait to get a booster, even if you, I obviously don't think you should get one, but you should wait. I think they agree on that. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's probably nothing that has angered me more in this entire pandemic than when people tell me I had COVID and now I'm told I need to wait so many weeks until I get my booster. Well, if you had COVID, you don't need a booster, 100%, no doubt. I mean, we're hurting people. We have no idea what the myocarditis risk means long term in those people.
Dr. McCarry, it's always an education. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. You can follow him at Marty McCarry. When we come back to your calls, 1-866-408-7669. We just covered a lot of ground. When you talk to this doctor, he does the research. Not only he doesn't take the summaries, he reads the whole study. So he always is able to bring new stuff in, and you just heard that, I think, for yourself. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Or by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has struck the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. You can own a new Morgan Silver Dollar with the original iconic design, like the coins used in commerce during the Wild West. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued with the New Orleans Privy Mark in 99.9% pure silver. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins featuring a special old Privy Mark. Just call 1-800-222-3871 and you are guaranteed an uncirculated mint condition Morgan Silver Dollar with the O Mint Privy Mark. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-222-3871. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-3871 now to secure your New Orleans Privy Mark Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-222-3871.
Deep breath.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah! That big old cash cow.
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. When you think about Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue, you probably think of wild parties, lots of leather, big hair, drugs and debauchery that nearly took his life, as he himself details in his best-selling books. Now the 20-year sober, flame-throwing bass player is turning a new page, showing a softer side as he and his wife, Courtney, work on a new children's book. Sixx telling The Aquarian in a recent interview that the book is about a little girl who goes to different countries in her imagination, traveling to Africa, England, and Japan, learning about their food, language, and culture. Sixx adding that the little girl also goes to Wyoming, where he currently lives, to learn about horses, too. He said he knows people still think of him as a hellraiser, but he hopes his new book will help kids learn about and embrace diversity. Laura Engel, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. November is National Alzheimer's Disease Awareness Month. Alzheimer's is the most common type of dementia. It's a progressive disease that begins with mild memory loss and leads to other mental functions declining. The CDC says in 2020, up to 5.8 million Americans were living with the disease. Unfortunately, scientists don't fully understand the causes yet. They do, however, think several factors can affect people differently, like age, family history, and a healthy lifestyle. Warning signs include memory loss that disrupts daily life, trouble handling money and paying bills, difficulty completing familiar tasks, decreased or poor judgment, among others. There's currently no cure. President Biden signing a proclamation for the Awareness Month saying we should also honor care workers for the victims of the disease. It's physically demanding and emotionally exhausting, especially during the pandemic. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
They're related, I think, to inflation, which people are reminded of every time they go to the grocery store or buy a tank of gas. It's due to COVID, the difficulty, the failure to get COVID under control, the feeling that we're heading into all these problems with sending kids to school and reopening businesses. I think all of that has combined to create a big political problem for President Biden. He's going to be finishing his first year in office with not an approval rating that is really underwater and a real concern to those who support him as well as those who oppose him.
Look, I don't know that if he's actually 33% approval rating. Quinnipiac's been brutal to him. But it's down. I mean, it's under 40. I mean, it's unbelievable it's under 40. And this is what I mean by unbelievable. Not that his actions, Afghanistan, relations with Russia, the China thing falling apart, the economy with inflation at 7%, the worker participation is as low as it's ever been. We can't get people back to work. The destroying our energy resources, that doesn't surprise me that his numbers are down. What surprised me is ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, every other channel outside Fox, who doesn't get up every day trying to find things that are wrong, but who are just reporting accurately, that Dick's got huge problems with his policies and his team. For him to be 33% is terrible. His disapproval is 53%. 13% have no idea. But here's the devastating part. Independents have 23% approval rating. 25. 57% disapproval. That is devastating. You cannot win, Rock, if that happens. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling the economy? Remember, the economy, stupid. It continues to be the salient way to judge. That's 34% approval rating on the economy. And who is most responsible for the rise in inflation? Under Biden, right? So we know it started at 1.4% in December of 2020. You know, right now, inflation is 7%, meaning last year, if you did not get a 7% raise, you're losing money every week. Every week. So I tell you about individual items, bacon up 18%. I could tell you that crackers, bread, and bread products are up 20%. Baby food up 8%. But you realize that. You realize you're getting more and you have less in your account. But who's to blame? 66% blame Joe Biden's policies for the rise in inflation, which is makes people say, is there going to be a change on the left on who they bring forward? Not Kamala Harris, because, you know, I'll play some of it today and tomorrow if I have some time, but I have Carly next. She just did a horrendous interview with NBC, and they're not trying to play gotcha. They're asking her things like, where are the tests? Why are they late? How many are we going to get? What about masks? Would you say you're behind the eight ball? You didn't anticipate all these variants. And she just has no answer, as if she just sat down from Pluto. Still. And that's after doing the LA Times, San Francisco Chronicle, and other TV interviews. When we come back, Carly Shimkus joins us, and I keep the dialogue going. We'll take some phone calls. 1-866-408-7669.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Brian Kilmeade Show.
In 2006, in this very town of Washington, D.C., up the street at the United States Capitol, in the United States Senate, 98 of the 100 members of the United States Senate voted in favor of an extension of the Voting Rights Act. It was not a partisan issue. It was an American issue.
But, Madam Vice President, how are you going to get it done?
Well, when we have the discussion about who's responsible, I will not absolve the 50 Republicans in the United States Senate from responsibility for upholding one of the most basic and important tenets of our democracy, which is free and fair elections and access to the ballot for all eligible voters.
Yeah, we want, of course, Republicans ran on the premise of unfree and unfair elections. So that's where the rubber hits the road. With me right now is Carly Shimkus. I'm going to play more of that interview, which I have not heard the whole thing, but the excerpts have been just horrific. The vice president just struggles with every question. And it's laziness, because everyone knows she's smart. You go to law school, you become attorney general, she knows her stuff. But she actually, I mean, smart, but doesn't know her stuff, because this is just roll up your sleeves, learn it, understand it, pick up the phone, question the experts on it. Carly, the analogy she made is totally off base.
Yeah, I don't think that it's laziness for her, though. I think it's just a complete lack of confidence. She's gotten hit with so many critiques, reasonable critiques, that I think she goes into every single interview, second guesses herself, and screws it up again. But when it comes to this voting law stuff, first of all, President Biden should be embarrassed by this speech. And the person who wrote the speech on Tuesday, he gave it, that person should be fired. Calling what Republicans are trying to do in terms of not federalizing election laws as racist is ridiculous. Racism was a very real thing in our country for a very long time. Condoleezza Rice talks about it all the time, how she grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama, couldn't go to a restaurant or a movie theater with her parents. Fast forward to today, compare that to what President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris was just talking about what? A Georgia voting law that allows early voting. You can't have somebody give you food in line, but you could bring your own snack. That's racism.
And you get it from poll workers. You just can't get it from outside groups.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that this was, that the Biden administration thought that this was going to be a great week for him, that this speech was going to be his white knight moment, and it was going to go down in history. And really, it has been a really embarrassing time for him. I think that outside of the Afghanistan debacle, this has been the worst week for him.
You know, there's no question it was self-inflicted, too. He went there right after the Georgia Bulldogs win the national championship. He goes to Georgia, at which time he doesn't get Stacey Abrams and other civil rights groups to even show up and represent. And what I think, the only person to praise him initially was Al Sharpton. And I thought to myself, is that who he's going for? Does he feel as though, and the polls reveal, that the Democrats are losing the black male vote? And is that who he's going for? But to do that, you're not talking about don't use that water fountain, get to the back of the bus, you're not allowed on that lunch counter, you're not allowed to vote, or you're going to be threatened, you're in poll taxes, all part of our past. That's true. Yeah. And this is to your initial point. When you say it's Jim Crow 2.0, and knowing that we are so far from that, that is in our ancient past, almost everyone around then is done and buried.
Yeah.
To think that we're going to cheapen the hell they went through by saying that we haven't made progress now, to me, I found offensive.
It's just not based in reality at all. And that's why Kamala Harris can't answer that question that she was asked, how you're going to get it done. The reason is because if there was really a racial issue in this, of course Republicans would be on board, but they're looking at the reality of the situation and saying we're talking about federalizing election laws. That completely destroys the federalist system that we live in, where states have rights. They can make their own election laws. If people couldn't vote in this country easily, people would be marching in the streets. Have you seen anybody doing that? Absolutely not, because everybody can vote very easily.
Yeah, and what happened is you're reining in the pandemic rules that were loosened up because we're in the middle of an emergency, a once-in-a-lifetime or three-lifetimes situation. But here's the deal. You can vote early. You can vote absentee, but you have to ask for the ballot. And by the way, I was straightened out by the Secretary of State yesterday, Raffensperger, who joined us. And he was the one of the people I asked, are you offended? He says, I don't get offended. He goes, especially after the last time, I don't get offended. Having said that, he said, no, we never just mailed out ballots to everyone. They always had to be requested. But we did a signature match. Now they're going to say, write the last four digits of your Social Security number or write your license number. And the numbers that say to bring voter ID is okay is between 70 and 85% nationwide.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about such minute things, too, right? You're talking about signature match versus this and that and voter ID laws that make so much sense. It is so weird to vote in New York City and just say your name and somebody say, okay, go over there. It's like, wait, I didn't have to prove who I was.
Now
it's wild.
But how about this, Carly? They're probably going to ask you for your vax card.
Of course.
Then they're going to say no ID necessary to vote.
Did you hear Mitch McConnell's speech yesterday? I thought it was spot on. And he mentioned that. He said the president implied things like wildly popular voting ID laws. They are wildly popular as being, quote, totalitarian. And he said, ironically, on the same day, the Washington, D.C. Democratic mayor told citizens to bring both a photo ID and green card anytime they leave their house to prove that they're vaccinated. It's unbelievable.
Right. And he did talk about that. I want to play that. But also what I did is wrote down some of the things that Georgia is now requiring. Now, here is this is how outrageous what Georgia's doing. We also have the game plan for today, which I also put down. A couple of things. And by the way, on that speech yesterday, among the people who agree with you, Senator Dick Durbin, the number two senator in the Senate on the Democratic side, said that President Biden may have gone a little too far. And he went on to say, yes, the speech was stark, I will concede you that point.
It was embarrassing.
Right. Of course it was embarrassing. Okay. On absentee voting, I mentioned. On early voting, the legislation will expand early voting for hours in most cases, Monday through Friday, voting from 9 to 5. Now, you can also, if you decide that you want to extend those hours in your district, you can do that. They're also allowing 1 or 2 days of Sunday morning voting, and Saturdays, on both Saturdays, they are allowing early voting. Drop boxes are now part of the law. But there's one per 100,000 on average, not one on every block, because they want to make sure they could secure it. What is the big deal about that? I don't understand. And a new rule that affects both in-person early voting and election day voting would prohibit anyone except poll workers from handing out water to voters online and outlaw the passing of food and water to voters within 150 feet. That's just normal. Do you want someone walking up and go, if you vote for Democrat, here's a pizza?
It's so stupid. They're doing this for two reasons. One is that obviously they wanted positive news coverage by and large. What is the media? Like 95% Democrats. So whenever Democrats usually talk about voting rights, they get a lot of positive attention. I think the media is doing a disservice by calling it voting rights. How many times have you read an article where you hear Stacey Abrams being called a champion of voting rights, or she's a voting rights activist? Everybody is a voting rights activist. It's not just her. It's not a Democrat issue. There's no, like we're saying, everybody can vote in this country. So they're doing it for to increase his poll numbers, which are very bad. The other reason, I think, is because they know that the midterm elections are going to go really, really poorly for them. So because they're going to do so bad, they're going to blame it on states not federalizing election laws.
I mean, were you astounded at the 33% approval rating, 39% approval handling the pandemic? When he got elected, it was 70, then it dropped to 58, then it dropped to 50, but it's all earned.
Yeah. And Quinnipiac's polls are always really bad for President Biden. I don't know if that's going to be an outlier poll or maybe 5 points out. Quinnipiac, by the way, I went to, so not criticizing my alma mater.
Two.
But
the sleeping giant,
yeah,
the big mountain.
I know. I've climbed it many a time.
Have you really?
Yes. His poll numbers are terrible. 33% according to Quinnipiac, 39% on COVID. Like you said, you knew that number was going to go down. But I really think that the most interesting, Quinnipiac poll number that came out was how well he's doing with Democrats, 75%. So the difference between President Biden and President Trump, because Trump's poll numbers were bad too, is that he always had about 90% Republican support. Democrats are starting to go sour on President Biden
and
in
so
a big way.
Independent. So Vice President Harris needs to step up if she doesn't want to be replaced by Hillary Clinton. Let me ask you if this is smooth. For example, it's pretty clear when she was honest and said, we did not anticipate the Delta variant and this new variant. And the president kind of indicated by mistake he said that. That's why he doesn't go to these press conferences. Then she's asked about tests. Like, why don't you have more tests? Listen to this.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American, do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. They're going to go out shortly.
Next week,
ordered. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week. But soon. Absolutely soon. And it is a matter of urgency for us.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
Yeah, I mean, what else is she going to say? It was a total fail. Yes, of course, they should have done it sooner. I do think that there is a over-testing situation in this country right now. I don't think that everybody who walks into an office building should be getting tested. Right?
He said it's enough testing.
Yeah, chill with the testing, people, because you're testing people. They're asymptomatic. They're totally fine. Thank God this is becoming more like a flu or you're going to be completely asymptomatic. Rochelle Walensky just posted something on Twitter, if I could bring it up. Oh, my gosh, I have it right on my phone right now. She posted this yesterday. She said, new study on severity of those infected with the Omicron variant compared to Delta variant. She says, 43% less risk of symptomatic hospitalization, 74% less risk of ICU admission, and 91% less risk of death. Zero Omicron patients require medical ventilation. Zero. I mean, hello? This is the evidence right now. They're finally catching up to reality when it comes to Omicron. This is a very, very good thing that's happening right now.
Right now is also what's happening. The President of the United States is saying it again. He's speaking. We'll pull it shortly. That this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He's frustrated by the high numbers of the hospitalizations. Does he know how many breakthrough cases there are?
Yeah.
Does he know that the CEO of Moderna just came out and said, my vaccine is well, offers very little protection against the Omicron variant? Did he also say the booster, very limited benefit? It. By the way, I think it's none, but McCary thinks it's none too. So he is actually sitting there. His staff let him go out there and say, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated again.
Yep.
Do you believe that?
There you go. It's happening. It's happening once again. They're playing the blame game. There was an article that was recently written by, was it in the New, I can't remember what publication it was in, a very New Yorker maybe. And the columnist was saying that people should criticize, actually point and laugh and criticize people who die of COVID who are unvaccinated. That's the opinion of the all loving left in this country right now.
Yeah, it's incredible. But by the way, Carly, I keep saying this over and over again because it seems like the easiest thing is that if I walk out there as a president, and even though I'm a lot brighter than this guy, and now we've all gone to school over the last 2 years, I would not be out there without my epidemiologist, without my medical team, without my expeditions team, the Mike Pence of this, the Admiral Giroir of this administration. I would have them with me because I don't know every detail on the millions goes out. I don't know what the problem is. And you know something else? It humanizes you because we all have people in our family we ask to do stuff they don't. And they say, and after a while, when you step, he or she steps up and they have no answers, you go, you're going to have to replace this guy Zeitz.
Yeah.
Because Zeitz is not being able to expedite any of this stuff. He's not doing anything we're supposed to do. He did not pre-order this. The epidemiologist, Dr. Fauci, all these experts, the CDC, the FDA, did not anticipate this variant. Therefore, the tests weren't ordered. So if you can't stop it, at least prepare to test for it, maybe.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing on masks. On the mask mailing today, one of the questions would be, Senator Bernie Sanders, he says, I want to mail 3 N95 masks to every family. So if I'm president, you know what I would say? I am not sure that that is practical, but I want you to meet my HHS secretary. Is that practical? What would be the benefit of that? So I'm a leader, but I'm not an expert. Why do they stick him out there by himself, the least equipped person to do it?
I don't even know if he's taking questions right now, though, is he? He's probably just giving a speech.
Do you know, Pete, if he's so he's reading this? And did he say it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated?
Yeah, he's upset about the hospitalizations rising, and it says mostly unvaccinated.
Well, but the other thing about hospitalizations that we know is that a lot of people are going into the hospital for something else, and then they're testing positive for COVID asymptomatically, and then that's counted as a hospitalization. And that it's just that completely that's not the right picture of where we are in this country when it comes to COVID.
What about the story over the weekend on the comorbidities? We have a number of 835,000 dead. What if it's half?
I know.
What if it's a third? And if you see this, and then we'll go to break with this. We have so much to talk about. It's been too long, Carly. We watched the total clampdown of 15 million people in China. Obviously, we don't want any part of that. We watch a population in the Netherlands, 85% vaccinated. Do you know what they have in common? They're surging. Cases are surging. The hospitalizations are surging. There are deaths not surging but adding. And do you know in this country with Omicron, Dr. McCary just said zero people are on ventilators.
Yeah, that's exactly. And yeah, we're finally learning the reality of the situation. Rush Olinsky said that 75% of people who died with COVID had four comorbidities.
In the study, Eric looked it up. I pay him extra every time he looks up a study, so he's always looking to do this. Mm-hmm. Over 1,000 people, 36 had it, 75% had four comorbidities. But these are the types of studies that we blow up and make policy on. I'm going to pull back what Joe Biden's meandering through right now, and we're going to analyze this when we come back. Carly Shimkus been booked for the whole hour. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Did you know your refrigerator can talk? I'm proof because I'm talking to you right now, and I have something important to say.
Did you know that for as little as a buck a day, you can put me, your stove, your water heater, washer, dryer, even your air conditioner and heating system all under warranty?
Yep.
If any or all of us breaks, we're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Personally, I think I'm irreplaceable, but that stove you put next to me could stand an upgrade.
Hey!
Simmer down. But seriously, the last thing I want is for you to fork over big bucks to buy another irreplaceable fridge like me. So call the folks at the Home Service Club to get a warranty on your major appliances for just a dollar a day. Be one of the first 25 callers and get your first month free. Here's the number, and tell them the fridge sent you.
800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Get Upside Gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Get Upside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Get Upside app now.
Download the free Get Upside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BILL for up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BILL.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. There's so many things we buy that we never seem to use and are just not a worthwhile purchase in the long run. You might want to think twice before making money mistakes like purchasing online subscriptions. Track the ones you have and actually use and ditch the others. And many times getting extended warranties costs more than they're worth. And you might want to rethink having expensive exercise equipment. If you want a new stationary bike, you might consider buying one used. And how about that costly gym membership? Or buying over-the-top camping or specialized sports equipment. Do you really need them? And snapping up baby care stuff. New parents might want to talk with veteran moms or dads who will tell you which items they loved and used and which never left the box. And you might love appliances and kitchenware, but don't be suckered into buying single-use appliances that look promising on TV infomercials but might wind up only taking up counter space. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Houston setting up free pop-up COVID vaccination sites for children. It's the latest effort by city health officials to get kids immunized. The move comes after the CDC and FDA approved pediatric vaccine doses for kids 5 to 11. The shot's about a third of the dose given to adults and teens. Houston mom Rosalind Ruth becoming emotional watching her son get the vaccine.
I've been waiting so long to get him vaccinated. I've worked as a nurse for a very long time. I've had staff members get COVID. I've just been so scared. So I just wanted him to be safe because I go out in the field all the time and I would just be devastated if I brought something home to him.
The vaccine is similar to the adult COVID vaccine regimen. Kids will need to get two shots to be fully inoculated. The shots must be given 3 weeks apart. So if kids get vaccinated by Thanksgiving, they'll be fully covered by Christmas. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Our grocery store shelves are empty. If you want a new car, you have to wait 6 months. If you want to sell your used car, you can get a lot of money for that. But then what do you drive? Because there's nothing else on the lot that's available right now. We're seeing it across the board, and people are tired of it. Democrats and Republicans are tired of it.
I don't want to throw you off, but cantaloupe is the most overrated fruit. Nobody says, give me more cantaloupe. When you get fruit cut,
my wife does.
The least attractive thing in a fruit melody is the cantaloupe. It's
really?
Filler.
Fruit melody?
No, more. Yeah. What about honeymoon? I mean, the honeydew melon.
Big deal.
You like honeydew
it's
better
all
than
marketing.
Cantaloupe?
Nobody, do you know anybody, you say your wife loves melon more than anything else, cantaloupe?
Brian, you just want
to
eat everything in powder form.
And if And if it's really sweet, then you have a good cantaloupe. You've just not had a good cantaloupe.
7-Eleven doesn't have good cantaloupe?
No.
No? Right.
No, you have to get a grocery store in the springtime. I'll bring you one.
All right. Still overrated.
I got to take you shopping someday. Just saying.
Nothing's on the shelf.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Carly Shimkus is here. Am I right, Carly?
I wish that we could have a cantaloupe debate, but I 100% agree with you.
You do.
Absolutely.
So I did
right.
not know you did.
I have thought about this before, independently from this conversation. Have you ever gotten a bagged lunch before? It's like a sandwich,
yeah.
whatever, and there's a fruit cup in it?
Yeah.
I actually have cantaloupe guilt because I never want the fruit cup because it's all cantaloupe. I hate it. And then I'm like, well, that's the only healthy thing. I have to eat it, so I eat it first. I do not like cantaloupe either. I think it's like the lettuce of a fruit salad. It is just it must be the cheapest thing because they have it, it's the most, and it's so boring.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Gavin had the vice president of mornings. He drilled down there further. He said the lack of consistency. One time you have melon, it's soft. The next time it's juicy. The next time it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's yellow. And is there a difference between cantaloupe and melon? It's so subtle. Should we even have two names?
I completely agree.
Remember,
with you.
It's cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Don't eat this.
Yep.
Can't. You can't like this.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Lope on your own.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has struck the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. You can own a new Morgan Silver Dollar with the original iconic design, like the coins used in commerce during the Wild West. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued with the New Orleans Privy Mark in 99.9% pure silver. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins featuring a special old Privy Mark. Just call 1-800-222-3871 and you are guaranteed an uncirculated mint condition Morgan Silver Dollar with the old mint Privy Mark. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-222-3871. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-3871 now to secure your New Orleans Privy Mark Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-222-3871.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you have a friend that won't shut up about crypto? Are you interested but don't know where to go? What is Web3? How does it affect me? Who benefits from DeFi? Is one crypto best? Why? There's so much to know. Get answers with Tokens Radio Show. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/tokensradioshow or tokensradioshow.com.
Sunday afternoons from 2 to 3.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. All four hostages held inside a North Texas synagogue were released unharmed late Saturday night. The suspect who held police at bay for about 10 hours was killed. Police had negotiated all afternoon and evening with the man who was heard to rant about religion, Islam, and a convicted Al-Qaeda terrorist serving an 86-year sentence in a nearby federal prison for attempting to kill U.S. service personnel overseas. The whole thing went down at the Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, about 15 miles northeast of Fort Worth. A potential 2024 presidential candidate campaigned in the Southwest Saturday.
Former President Trump returned to Arizona, a cradle of his political movement, to headline a rally in the desert that has been a striking testament to his continued popularity in that state.
I love Arizona. We had a tremendous victory in Arizona that was taken away. I just want to wish everybody a happy new year.
Three Arizona Republican political luminaries all spoke before the former president at the rally. It was his first stadium-style political event held so far in this midterm election year. He's scheduled to hold another one in Texas on January 29th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Get ready to pay more at the pump in just a few months.
Oil experts are predicting gas prices to rise above $4 a gallon by the spring, mostly due to unrest in Kazakhstan and Libya. Gas Buddy head of petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says there's not going to be enough production to meet an increase in demand. While saying it's going to be a bumpy year ahead, DeHaan noted, I think the light at the end of the tunnel by the end of the year, we could see the national average back closer to $3 a gallon. The current average at the pump is $3.30 a gallon. That's $1 more than a year ago. Patrick Frost reporting.
A court hearing for tennis star Novak Djokovic's appeal against deportation in Australia ended, and a verdict is expected within a few hours, according to the federal court chief. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A former Haitian official sought in the killing of President Jovenel Moïse was arrested in Jamaica Saturday, according to authorities.
Police in Haiti say former Senator Jean-Joël Joseph is now in custody. Meanwhile, police in Jamaica say other people were arrested with him and they are trying to figure out whether they are family members. Joseph is a political opponent of the assassinated president. In late October, Jamaican authorities arrested former Colombian soldier Mario Antonio Palacios Palacios. He was recently extradited by the U.S. and awaiting another court hearing. More than 40 people, including 18 former Colombian soldiers, have been arrested in the killing of Moïse, who was shot several times at his private residence in an attack that also injured his wife. I'm Julie Walker.
Delta Airlines giving customers an extra year to use travel vouchers they received after canceling a flight during the pandemic. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. COVID causing some garbage pileups.
The Omicron variant is sickening so many sanitation workers around the U.S. Some cities have delayed garbage pickup, and that's angered a lot of residents. The slowdowns have caused recycling bins full of Christmas gift boxes and wrapping to languish on Nashville curbs. Trash bags have piled up on Philadelphia streets and uncollected yard waste blocking sidewalks in Atlanta. Jason Walker reporting.
Police in Palm Beach investigated flyers that were stuck onto cars with New York license plates that read, if you're one of those woke people, leave Florida, you'll be happier elsewhere, as will we. And the 6-year legal battle over pop superstar Prince's estates ended, with the estate being pegged at $156.4 million. Process of distribution could begin next month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Father Rinaldi's foundation is located in Shasta and is the remains of a Catholic church that was never built. Father Rinaldi was a Catholic priest who was sent to Shasta in 1855. He had big dreams, and he was determined to build a church that would surpass any other building in the Gold Country. Plans called for a basilica to have the walls of cut stone copied after the architecture of the great Italian Renaissance buildings. He began raising money through donations. The ground was broke for the basilica in 1856, and in 1857 the cornerstone was laid by Archbishop Joseph Alamy of San Francisco. During that same year, the foundation was built. But soon after, Rinaldi was transferred to another church. The foundation is located at the corner of Crocker Alley and Red Bluff Street in Shasta. It's privately owned and is not part of the Shasta State Historic Park. Want more Dottie? Go to the Shasta Historical Society.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for being here all week long. It's been an exciting week. A lot going on. Not good for the administration. Not close. I don't even care if you're a Democrat or independent listening to me or Republican. It's just a fact. It's not, I mean, you don't look back at that time when John McCain walked in on repeal and replace Obamacare, see his thumbs down and think, what a great day for Republicans or Donald Trump. It wasn't. Tax reform was, absolutely. And there's a lot of things that were, doing the trade deals, they were. I mean, that's just, and then you can give your opinion analysis, but this has been a week like I've never even seen before. So anytime the president's in trouble, he does a couple of things. He talks about the pandemic, that doesn't work anymore, because it's such a disaster the way he's handling it. Then he talks about the bipartisan legislation, that'll be today. What he was talking about for the longest time is, that he was a president that was going to bring people together. That ship has sailed. And when you want to get ratings, you talk about January 6th. When you got your ratings, you want to talk about Donald Trump. But now the president is so overwhelmed with the series of events and the ramifications of his actions, he can't get out of his own way. And I'm going to go over the whole list. So let's get to the big three first.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Putin is going to have a choice here to make. Does he want to take on consequential economic sanctions and more troops posted in NATO countries than what are there now and more missiles in those countries than what are there now? Or is he going to conduct a limited attack into eastern Ukraine?
There's a lot going on, man. Russia, a lot of talking and no tangible gain. Now Russia's threatening America in our own backyard. Plus, there was just a massive cyber attack targeting the Ukrainian government hours after the NATO-Russia talks ended. Coincidence? Don't think so.
Number two.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American. Do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. So they're going to go out shortly. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
Which he says it one more time. We're doing it. COVID catastrophe. From testing to mixed messaging to Supreme Court losses, every aspect of the handling of this pandemic is under scrutiny from Dems and Republicans, and Joe Biden's is getting a failing grade from all sides. What's also clear, Joe and this nation can't expect the VP, as you just heard, to save the day after another cringeworthy interview.
Number one.
As we kind of hit this one-year period and a period where everything seems like it's in pretty rough shape, or nearly everything.
You do hard things in White Houses. You have every challenge laid at your feet. We could certainly propose legislation to see if people support bunny rabbits and ice cream, but that wouldn't be very rewarding to the American people.
Right. Jen Psaki, thanks for that. 1 year in, the worst week ending with an embarrassing, futile, inept attempt to blow up the filibuster and then ram a voting rights bill through the Senate. And if you disagree with it, you're Jefferson Davis. Biden doesn't have the votes from his own party, and he knew it before he put his presidential prestige on the line to personally sway them at the Capitol building. I mean, the president gets his convoy of SUVs. They go to the Capitol building to personally lobby Democrats to blow up the filibuster and pass on a simple majority the John Lewis voting reform bill, which would be a disaster for this country. Disaster. And nationalize election for the most part. Forget about voter ID for the most part. Create a national holiday for voting, like we could really afford to take another day off for no reason. So it didn't happen. En route, he finds out that it's not going to happen. He only has 48 Democratic votes. And he still shows up and he still loses. This 2 days after a speech that was so unhinged, even his own party and left wingers like Dick Durbin say, yeah, it was a little over the top. So what am I talking about? So who am I talking about? Number one, we don't know about Mark Kelly. He's gutless. This is a military guy that goes into space, and he doesn't have the guts to stand up and tell us where he stands on any issues. His seat is up. If the Republicans don't put a real push to oust him, he is totally phoning it in, literally. So Kyrsten Sinema, with all the guts, and I say that, I don't care. I've never met her, never interviewed her, but this woman is fearless. So she knows she's from a purple state. She knows she got elected not to be a left winger. And man, does she believe that? She said, look, I'm for the voting rights legislation, but I don't want to blow up the filibuster. I've said that for 2 years. So they thought they could sway him. That's why Senator Schumer came out and said, on Martin Luther King Day, we're going to have a vote and we're going to jam it down the Republicans' throat if they don't agree to this voting rights bill. Okay. But I thought you're missing Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. We're doing it. We're going to convince him. Really? The president's on his way. I'm saying, wait, you only have 48 votes. What am I missing? Is there a backdoor deal? Yesterday, the ultimate insider, Chad Pergram, came on. He said, I don't think they have the votes. So I'm saying, I guess they know more than me, because Joe Biden's been in Washington for 50-plus years. He would never embarrass the presidency like this. His own prestige, his own carte blanche with and capital. Would he? Well, before he gets there, here's Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Cut one.
There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. There's no need for me to restate its role protecting our country from wild reversals in federal policy.
So she's not voting for it. She didn't budge. You know, she is for the voting reform, which I find scary, but she's not budging. Senator Joe Manchin, listen to it. Cut three.
Did you listen to Senator Sinema's speech on the floor?
She did an excellent job.
Do you agree with many of the points that she made?
I think it's the points that I've been making for an awful long time, and she has too.
Okay, so I'm always open to people being smarter than me, with a better game plan than I have, but I'm just trying to think ahead. I'm doing this show. Fox and Friends are going to be on The Five tonight. I was on Tucker last night, so I'm always trying to think, what don't I know? Turns out, I'm not missing anything. It's President Biden who still goes to Capitol Hill, goes behind closed doors, and then's got to find the microphone. First, he doesn't even know if it's on. When you walk up to these microphones, they're always on. They're hot microphones. He's been in the Senate literally for 50 years. Then he goes to the executive branch, and he acts so clueless. So he has to come out and address the press, which he hates doing. He never has any answers. In the middle of a raging pandemic, without masks, we have plenty of vaccines, with controversy on the boosters, we don't know what's going on with these hospitals. The PPE we're buying from China. The masks might be effective. We got to get N95. School's not open. With all this stuff swirling. So Joe Manchin's got to come out and realize, Joe Biden's got to come out and realize he doesn't have the votes. He's got to go address the press. Cut four.
Mr. President, Senator Sinema is opposed to filibuster reform. Can you get this done?
I hope we can get this done. The honest to God answer is I don't know whether we can get this done. Is this mic on? I guess. Anyway.
Yeah.
And, I'm not sure either. But anyway, I hope we can get this done.
Don't worry. You know, I like Mike Pence more every day, Dick Cheney more every day, because they're just competent. Dick Cheney was in the House for a while, and then he was Secretary of Defense. So you might not like his advice, you might not like, but he's so competent. Randy Halliburton, so competent. Mike Pence is competent, right? Everyone had problems with Dan Quayle, and I think he got a bad rap, but I never thought he was the smartest guy around. Al Gore evidently was competent. They didn't get along with Bill Clinton in the end. They don't even speak. But what happened is you need a vice president that's going to backfill the areas in which you're not doing. Number one, I'm going to pull a U.S. senator in who's a minority, who's a female, makes some history, but who knows her way around the Senate. That's her job full time, knows her way around the Senate, is young, could maybe push on Manchin, give you an inside straight, let the president know, don't show up at the Capitol today because you don't have the votes, Mr. President. But she sits down again in her big rehab tour. She shows up in Georgia for that terrible speech, so therefore she's stained with it. And then she does the San Francisco Chronicle, where she admits we did not see these variants coming. And then she sits down with NBC, and you would think that she's going to have an easy time. But she doesn't have an easy time. She's not going to get this civil rights things passed. She does not have an answer on the pandemic. Would they have more deaths than Donald Trump ever had? And they have not innovated anything. The therapeutic that was engineered was not part of their version of warp speed. Therefore, now that we have it, we don't have enough of it to give to any people. So here's an example of some of the exchange that any politician, CEO, vice president of any small or big company would have to be able to answer. Cut 14.
The 500 million tests that have been ordered that are going to be sent to every American, do we know when those are going out?
Shortly. So they're going to go out shortly. They've been ordered. I have to look at the current information. I think it's going to be by next week. But soon. Absolutely soon. And it is a matter of urgency for us.
Should we have done that sooner?
We are doing it.
But should we have done it sooner?
We are doing it.
She says it one more time after that. We're doing it. What do you mean you should be doing it? Almost the minute the interview ends and airs, the White House comes out and says it's not going to be ready next week because they didn't order anything ahead of time. So we asked Donald Trump to come up, his administration, to come up with a test. The FDA, the CDC was not ready for it. They figured it out. They got rapid tests. They got PCR tests. All he had to do was fulfill, just send out the invoice. He didn't do it. So what I'm going to do, I have so much to say about this. Obviously, I've got to read off everything that's gone wrong this week, and I don't relish in doing it. I'd much rather talk about policy than talk about epic fails and incompetence, but that's what I'm dealing with. The other big story, and you know, I have a passion for world events and what took place with the series with Russia and NATO and the U.S. has now come to a close. And Russia has responded with action, and it's not good. I want to speak to someone who used to be the Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. He is next, Admiral James Stavridis. And then Senator Bill Cassidy brings me back inside Washington. We'll finish the hour with your phone calls, 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade. Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Did you know your refrigerator can talk? I'm proof, because I'm talking to you right now, and I have something important to say. Did you know that for as little as a buck a day, you can put me, your stove, your water heater, washer, dryer, even your air conditioner and heating system all under warranty? Yep. If any or all of us breaks, we're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Personally, I think I'm irreplaceable, but that stove you put next to me could stand an upgrade.
Hey!
Simmer down. But seriously, the last thing I want is for you to fork over big bucks to buy another irreplaceable fridge like me. So call the folks at the Home Service Club to get a warranty on your major appliances for just $1 a day. Be one of the first 25 callers and get your first month free. Here's the number, and tell them the fridge sent you.
800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A touching moment between a teacher and her students makes today's Dean's List. Carol Mack of Greenfield, Wisconsin, sat near the entrance of Aurora St. Luke's Medical Center in Milwaukee as 26 children from grades 1 through 4 sang songs of worship before she was moved into hospice care. Mrs. Mack also got to say goodbye to some of her students' parents, whom she also taught. The 66-year-old who has stage 4 cancer says the moment was overwhelming and so special. She hopes people see how much these children and their teacher love one another and how the school community came together to help make this moment happen. One of Carol's nurses, Louisa, says seeing the students sing was one of the most beautiful things she's ever seen. Mrs. Mack has been a teacher for 45 years and continued to teach while battling the disease. Our prayers are with you, Carol Mack. Thank you for being such a wonderful example as a teacher and, more importantly, as a human being. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra kicking off open enrollment season this week. He was in Sacramento, California for the start of Covered California, the nation's largest state-run health insurance marketplace.
We have a president of the United States who repeated what he said before as candidate and now as president, and that is that health care in America should be a right, not a privilege. And in California, we take that very seriously. And Covered California is one of the ways we make it a reality. And so thank God glad we have a president who recognizes that every American should have access to quality health care, so that if your child gets sick and you have to go to the hospital, the other part of your brain isn't thinking, am I going to go bankrupt now if I do this?
More than 12.2 million people are enrolled in state and federal marketplaces across the country. This includes 1.6 million in California. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
President Franklin D. Roosevelt asked Congress to declare war on Japan the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. The date, December 8, 1941.
Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The good news coming out of the negotiations that the United States and our European allies, and particularly we were worried about the French and the Germans, who are clearly soft on Russia, we have made no concessions. We have stood our ground in terms of not the right to expand NATO as we see fit, if countries want to join and they're qualified. And two, we're not going to change our disposition and composition of our forces in NATO countries that border on Russia. Actually, what Russia was seeking is a dismantling of NATO. Kind of absurd, but nonetheless, he put that right on the table to give you a sense of where he is heading with this.
That's General Jack Keane with me about an hour ago on Fox and Friends, and now I want to bring Admiral James Stavridis. I know they really respect each other, and of course, you're the 16th Supreme Allied Commander, author of multiple bestsellers, including The Sailor's Bookshelf, 50 Books to Know the Sea, and the 2034 bestseller novel of the Next World War. Admiral, do you agree? Did you hear, I know you're very tight with this administration, or you have inroads, did you hear any concessions here of?
Absolutely not. And I think General Jack has it exactly right. He said it would be absurd for NATO to give ground on either of the two key points that he mentioned. I would say I'd use the word preposterous to even consider it. I think we've got to stand firm. And the good news is the whole alliance, 30 nations now, are standing firm on this, and I think we'll continue to do so.
So what's happened since a major cyber attack into the Ukraine, more weaponry moved into the Ukrainian border region. So it looks like they're sending a message. They're not happy. They got nothing. How would you react now?
At this point, we've got the weekend over which Vladimir Putin will get briefed by all of the different Russian diplomats who met with their counterparts in the U.S.-Russian talks, in the NATO-Russia talks, and in the most recent, Brian, yesterday, the OECD talks in Vienna. So all those diplomats are going to go back on bended knee to Vladimir Putin and deliver the bad news that he already knows is coming. I think he'll take the weekend to really take a deep breath, and let's hope he makes the right decision here, which would be to back down. If he doesn't, here's the heart of your question, what do we do next? I would say we ought to be rushing weapons into Ukraine right now.
Right now, right?
Absolutely. There is no reason to wait on that. We ought to be pushing, you know, defensive but lethal weapon systems, anti-armor, anti-air, anti-tank, all of that. Second, we ought to be providing the Ukrainians the absolute top-grade intelligence, minute to minute. Thirdly, we ought to give them some top cover in the world of cyber. As you just mentioned, the Russians are probing into their cyber systems now. We have defensive mechanisms that can help them. We have offensive things we can do that would startle the Russians. I think it's time to really show the Russians where we're headed here. and to include laying out point by point the pain of the economic sanctions that are going to come.
Okay, in a way. But now you read the Wall Street Journal, I'm sure you did. Russia is threatening now to deploy troops and infrastructure into Venezuela and Cuba. Essentially, they keep telling us, why are you so concerned about the Ukraine? Why you wouldn't tolerate missiles in Mexico. Why should we tolerate missiles in the Ukraine or an alliance with, I guess, Russia with Mexico? That isn't the case. So we had the Monroe Doctrine, which was modified. So what do you say to Russia's threat?
For starters, it's a false equivalence as follows. Russia has now invaded its neighbors three times by my count, once into a small country, Moldova. They hold a chunk of that called Transnistria. More famously, they went into Georgia 2008. They carved out a chunk of Georgia. Thirdly, and most recently, 2014, into Ukraine. Now huge troop movements. And by the way, also attack helicopters moving to that border. Nowhere in the Americas do we see the United States invading its neighbors, pushing into it. And so I would say, as we look at that false equivalence, first and foremost, Venezuela, we don't recognize the administration of Nicolas Maduro. We recognize the opposition leader, Juan Guaido. Guaido has already come out and said it would be unacceptable for Russian troops to be stationed there. Cuba, we have a more economic, diplomatic, particularly sanctions that can be applied to Cuba. We've got tools to counter that. We can make both those nations feel the pain as well, and we should.
I want you to hear what General Keane said about his concern about Germany. Cut 38.
We've had a problem with the Germans and Angela Merkel right from the beginning when she initiated this, and she had significant European opposition, Western European as well as Eastern European opposition to it. Certainly the Trump administration fought this tooth and nail to get it stopped. She now has a successor, Scholz, who's a little left of center from her. He's someone that we have been very concerned about because he's soft on Russia here. What the United States is attempting to do with him is get a commitment out of him. If the Russians go into Ukraine, that he will shut down that pipeline. And I'm not convinced he's got the wherewithal to stand up to Russia and do that.
So, and you're talking about the Nord Stream 2, which is not quite done yet. I just don't get it. They want us to protect them. They bypass Ukraine with this pipeline, and they know that Russia is showing you they can't be depended on, and they want to be dependent on them with their energy.
Brian, I'm with you and General Jack on this one, and this goes back to the days when I was Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, working with Chancellor Merkel, and I watched our diplomats roll in again and again into Berlin and say, don't do this. As you mentioned, Eastern European countries in particular said, don't do this. Hey, I got three letters for you. LNG, liquefied natural gas. We ought to be saying to the Europeans, look, if the Russians really do turn the taps down, we will supply you at a fair market price liquefied natural gas, which can flow across the Atlantic and into your terminals. So there are solutions to this. Europeans have made, in my view, a mistake, and I've said this directly to Chancellor Merkel, directly to other European leaders. It's a mistake. We had to hold that pipeline as leverage, potentially shutting it down. We could push Germany to do so, Brian.
Admiral, thanks so much. True education, you moved the story forward. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
You got it. Senator Bill Cassidy next.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. I got to welcome in a guy that we always love having on, but now for the first time on radio since he declared he wants to be the next senator from Pennsylvania, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Dr. Oz, welcome back.
Brian, good to be with you, as always.
What was the breaking point that said I'm in for you?
COVID. It
I was getting more and more upset at the crisis facing America. I was witnessing it as everyone else was. And then COVID just put it, high octane, turbocharged changes that were destructive to our nation. And we started seeing, and this is not just me within medicine, although it was quite clear with COVID, but we started seeing over and over again good ideas getting shamed and silenced and bullied and canceled. And in medicine, when you can't say what you see, people die. And with COVID, and remember with you very early on, Brian, this is to your credit, we talked about the fact that we needed better therapeutics. Vaccines were great. God bless President Trump for Operation Warp Speed. We got things done. But you're not going to cure an illness only with prevention. If I give you a cholesterol medication for heart disease and you still have a heart attack, what do? Give you more cholesterol meds? No, I got to treat the heart attack. With COVID, we didn't do that. We just said, every word out of Washington was vaccine, 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 vaccine. Their response to Omicron is vaccinate more kids. What are you talking about? And if you say something that's not aligned with their philosophy, then all of a sudden you're a bad human being.
I saw it because hydroxychloroquine was a big thing, and you thought, let's have an intelligent discussion. Next thing you know, you're being vilified for bringing it up. And you thought, where's the study? Why are you guys so angry? I thought we were in this together, and now we saw what the last 2 years have been. So on top of that, the big mistake was made, Dr. Oz, and I am not, obviously, with this huge medical background, but we've all got competency in this now. And that is, there was no push for Pfizer to pre-make all these therapeutics that they now have. There will be a treatment, should we get it, before the tests were okayed, and it was given the green light by the FDA. So what happened is, now that they got it, we only have 10 million doses instead of 100 million. And now he puts another order for 10 million. We're a nation of 300 million.
So let's just give a little perspective to this. I mean, you deserve credit because you're one of the wonderful allies that was willing to give me a platform. The reason I talked about hydroxychloroquine was because it was the only tool that doctors were using at the time. And if you remember, I gave $250,000 to my university, Columbia University, and then Cuomo came in and said, forget, you can't give the money to Columbia because they can't do the trial. I'm banning all trials. This is America. The governor is telling a doctor and a hospital and university, you're banning trials. Then he went one step further, did something never before done, banned doctors from prescribing an FDA-approved drug that, in this case, used a billion times around the world. So this is all going down, and I'm beginning to think, you know what's happening? They're literally rooting against therapeutics because they hate Trump. That's how much disdain they had. Just because he brought it up after probably seeing you talking about it with me, it began to become politicized. And when you mix medicine and politics, you put them together and swirl them around, you get politics. So now fast forward. Because of that, every other therapeutic is disdained, hated. Americans can't handle the possibility of a therapeutic. They won't get their vaccine if they know about that. I disagree. I think Americans can walk and chew gum. So here we are 2 years later. The Pfizer medication was studied slower than it should have been. The Merck medication, the antiviral, Brian, listen to this. 2 years before COVID started, they knew about that pill. It existed fully available before COVID hit our shores. We didn't study it. Merck had to go around the U.S. government to prove their pill worked. Two people per day were enrolled in the trial. And here we are, 2 years later, to your point, not only did we just recently approve it with the FDA after the trials were all done, but we'd never greenlit these companies. We never backstopped their creating enough doses for all Americans. I'm a physician. I still practice. I spent the entire holiday season trying to find antibody cocktails. Can't get them. The pills, COVID, the pills from Pfizer and Merck, big companies, FDA-approved trials, can't find them. This is America. It's just not working. You're holding my hands. You're literally handcuffing me and not letting doctors like me prescribe medications by not making them available. This is the ultimate failure of the Biden administration.
And it doesn't make any sense for guys like Anthony Fauci could easily green light this. If he ever hopped on one of his many appearances and said what you just said, things would change right away. Why doesn't he use that same power? Doesn't any logical person come to the same conclusions you do?
He is the J. Edgar Hoover of public health. He's a petty tyrant that has had all kinds of interactions with media and uses them as allies to shut down dissent and debate. It's shameful. I know this game because I went through this years ago. I took on the U.S. government because we were allowing arsenic and apple juice to be served to our children. And the reason this is really important to understand, the government, classic, banned arsenic as a cheap pesticide in apples so American apple farmers were unable to make their apples. The Chinese didn't have that role. They kept making apples doused in arsenic. They sold those apples and the apple juice to American juice manufacturers who then gave it to our kids. So listen, the government bans American apple growers from doing it, what they were used to do. They allow the Chinese to do it, and then they allow us to import the Chinese apple juice, putting American farmers out of business. And then what happens? You're stuck with American children not being any safer despite all this, you know, virtue signaling from the government. And now we're doing this with COVID, but on steroids. And it's infuriating to be out for a debate. I'm challenging. Just go head-to-head with me, or anybody, frankly, on the merits of these arguments, because it's indefensible that we could – this is just gross incompetence. I mean, borderline malpractice, that we don't have solutions for the Americans who are – their lives are being threatened, older Americans who are vulnerable by this virus, that the vast majority of people, of course, aren't. It's relatively benign. But older Americans are at risk, and we cannot get them life-saving solutions that have been around for more than a year.
So Dr. Oz is with us now, and he's always a great guest. But now that he's running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, that is really could decide the balance of power in the Senate. I mean, Pat Toomey barely won the last time, and we saw that Pennsylvania went to Joe Biden in the 2020 election. And now you have somebody else you're running against, David McCormick, a former CEO of a giant hedge fund. He declared his he wants to get the Republican nomination for the Senate, a West Point grad who fought in Afghanistan. So what do you know about David, and are you worried?
I'm not worried. I'm very confident in our campaign. It's a big pool. I'm glad people are jumping in. It shows that there's an interest in Americans running for public office. I think one of the big changes that we're seeing is outsiders like me are giving up everything. I'm listening, Brian. I shut my show down, top health show in the world for 13 years. I had years more of contracts. You know how difficult it is because you have your name on the awning as well. Shut my show down. Shut my magazine down. Took care of all my employees, but I left a business that I adored, was having a good time in, and was very lucrative. But I felt compelled to enter the race because I think our country is at a crisis point, and I know we can fix it. I mean, I'm so energized by our campaign. I get to travel the entire state. I do it over and over again. You can tell I'm a bit hoarse from talking so much. I've been to more diners than I have in my life. But the beautiful thing about campaigning is you hear ideas from people. They are so optimistic, so upbeat. All they want is to get the government out of their way.
So understood. One people pointing out with David is some of his links to China in terms of a lot of his business is done over there. Should that be something people are concerned about?
Well, we have survey data. On China. And it's pretty clear to us that it's a top three concern among Pennsylvanians because Pennsylvania is the number one state for lost jobs, manufacturing jobs, and many of them went to China. And these folks are working their tails off trying to make ends meet, and they see over and over again China undermining us. They're cheating on trade agreements. They see their jobs being literally taken offshore. They don't have the raw materials to make what we used to make in America. It's the supply chain crisis that we're seeing, much of it controlled by China. And they also see, and these are smart people, there's an existential threat from China. And this, when I say that, it's not just that they want to compete and beat us in the economic field. They must destroy America. Because if America survives and a democracy can provide a thriving economy, what's the point of having a totalitarian state? And they know it. Unless they destroy America and show that democracy fails, the world will pick democracy. Instead, China has a totalitarian approach. It's actually, you know, working for their economy, but I think it's hollow. I think if we're strong and forceful and muscular in our approach to China, we'll be able to reveal their weaknesses, and they won't be so cavalier about threatening to take over Thailand, which makes 10% of the semiconductors in the world. It's a vital national interest to protect this country.
Yeah, Taiwan, you mean?
I meant Taiwan,
yeah.
Sorry.
So we're talking to Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz, a couple of things going on that I find disturbing that I think would come up, and that is how American businesses sold their soul for money. And because now you can open up banks in there, because of little what Donald Trump did in terms of what they were doing with trade deals, access to their markets, we need access to theirs, they need one access to ours. They have people like Ray Dalio, maybe the nation's premier investor, describing China like this.
And then I look at the United States and I say, well, what's going on in the United States? And should I not invest in the United States because other things and not our own human rights issues or other things, you know?
Really? He's worried about us investing in when people bring up China? Listen to this even more.
What they have is an autocratic system. One of the leaders described it. He said the United States is a country of individuals and individualism. In China, it's an extension of the family. And as a top-down country, what they're doing is that it's that kind of like a strict parent. They behave like a strict parent.
You comfortable with a guy like Greg Dalio just describing him, equating our two countries, where they're just like a strict parent? Do you know that they have 15 million people in tents, enforced quarantine right now, let alone the people that are in concentration camps because they happen to be Muslims?
You know, China is a foe, and they have been since we let them into the WTO, World Trade Organization, 20 years ago. It was an error. I will hold them accountable. And the people of Pennsylvania, because this comes up everywhere I speak. I mean, as you know, Brian, since I've been on television so many years, people think they know me because I'm in their living room all the time talking to them. And so they sit down next to me at these places and just start talking to me. These are sophisticated people, waitresses, you know, folks who are working in gas stations, you know, people who are running companies. And they always have the basic idea, that, which is we're not being protected. Our leaders have not been strong enough in declaring the existential threat that China represents to us. And we have to be open about this. Look, we want to all play nice in the sandbox and get along and build a bigger world that's friendly with each other. That's not what China is doing. That's not their narrative at all. And, you know, look, my show airs in China. So, you know, I track all this. I'm in 100 countries. I see so many of these countries, and I've been to places where people say, please fix America. And I say, well, I want to, but why? And they say, because when we have problems in our own country and we see you guys doing well in America, letting democracy thrive with people being able to talk to each other and create this incredible, brilliant theme of a concept, which is America, you know, strong, brave, and everything, we say, you know what, guys, we can fix our problems because we can be like America. But if America's faltering, where's our role model? Where's that shining city on the hill? So, and it's troubling to me when I see within our country fights. I mean, listen, the Brian Kilmeade of the podcast world, Joe Rogan, right, yeah, just gets attacked last night by 200 plus doctors saying you got to get deplatformed, pull them off the podcast with and I'm thinking, what are you talking about? Now, who are these self-appointed censors that hurt our country? Their position itself is anti-science. And I've just got a big dose of this. You know, every single day I'm in the New York Times, there's some new attack on me. This most recent attack that they've made, and I'm just going to, if you can, this is fascinating because you'll get this. The article said, not only am I a bad person, but I'm dangerous, and here's why. I'm going to quote them. Leaders who extol individualism aren't simply ineffective, they're dangerous. Think about this. They're saying because I'm trying to empower people, give them information, it's dangerous because they argue in a world when we have climate change and structural racism and the pandemic, you don't want people being given the ability to make their own decisions. That's really dangerous. And when they try to take Rogan off because he's trying to give people open space to talk about, in this case, the pandemic, you, another good example, you give place for people to say and speak their mind. You let people see what they see. And if it happens to be something that you don't agree with because it doesn't fit your ideology, all of a sudden, you know, take Kilmeade off, cancel Rogan, ban Oz. This is not what America is about. The world respects us because we can openly talk about stuff no matter what happens to be. We don't suppress controversial ideas. It's just because the observation is inconvenient for some sanctioned narrative of these authoritarian elitists does not justify it being suppressed. And we're tolerating this, Brian, and they're not going to give it back to us. We don't stand up for our rights right now. Once they take this, it's not coming back.
True. And Rogan is on his own. He got $100 million to go to Spotify, and they don't like the interview he did with Dr. Robert Malone, who is the inventor of the mRNA vaccine patent. I listened to all 3 hours. What could possibly be wrong with talking to somebody like that?
You know, I'm a surgeon, as you know. The first thing you do when you go into a difficult operation is to see the surgical field better by using a brighter light. You focus the light. That's what you do. You, Brian. That's what Joe Rogan does. That's what I have tried to do on my show all these years. We have to do the same with our ideas. If you don't shine a light on these ideas, you suppress them. These controversial concepts, you get chased underground. People are still going to talk about it, even if they don't come on your show and talk about it openly. And the irony here is, and I sort of reminded as a kid, I grew up near Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, which is the mushroom capital of the world. And we would always joke when I was a kid that humans, you know, we're not like mushrooms, right? We don't prosper to keep us in the dark and feed us entrepreneur all day long. That's literally what's happening to us in COVID debates. So many of the ideas that now are finally seeing the light of day, like the possibility that the virus did not come up on its own, right? That it actually might have come out of a lab. The idea that that therapeutics might work, which was you couldn't talk about that. How much grief did you and I get? How about when we talked about
nonstop
keeping schools open?
Right.
I was attacked viciously.
Right. It was amazing. It's amazing, too, in sports. Real quick, we were eviscerated. That's why I was really surprised that you jumped in, because it's going to bring in more critics. But lastly, I only have 20 seconds. Do you want kids wearing N95 masks in schools?
Categorically not. Young kids do not wear masks correctly. Many groups have said it doesn't work, and no place in the world is this happening. It doesn't make any medical sense at all. And certainly don't tell me to do it, because your parents aren't even making it. It hurts kids, and the parents are using their kids as shields. No parent wants that.
Absolutely. Dr. Mehmet Oz, it's a big field, but don't underestimate your work ethic and your name value and your intellect. It's going to be a fun race. Dr. Oz, thanks so much.
DrOz.com. Check it out. Lots going on there.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. A lot going on here, too. A few in just a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Get Upside Gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Get Upside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BILL for up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's code BILL.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
I know we're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
My financial disclosures are public knowledge and have been so. You are getting amazingly wrong information.
So I cannot find them. Our office cannot find them. Where would they be if they're public knowledge? Where?
It is totally accessible to you if you want it.
For the public. Is it accessible to the public?
Senator Marshall, Dr. Fauci has answered you. It is public information, and he's happy to give it to you if you would ask. Senator Moran.
What a moron. Jesus Christ.
So you hear what him say at the end? What a moron. And then he said that. So Roger Marshall, he tried to get it. He can't get it. When he finally got it, it was heavily redacted. Cut 34.
You know, Dr. Fauci does protest too much, right? Why is he so defensive about all this? He's lied to the American public again. He's lied to Congress again. We cannot access his records. My office cannot still cannot get them. You can't get them. Nobody can get them yet. The NIH somehow was hiding them from us. So he lied to the American public. But I just have to appreciate you talking about Hillary Clinton and deplorables. Don't you feel like a deplorable when Dr. Fauci talks down to you? When
he does. And it turns out there are public records, but all the things when it comes to his investments are redacted. The thing is he getting investment advice? Is he in pharmaceuticals? Does that affect his decision making? We have a right to know, don't we?
PaidForByGovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has struck the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. You can own a new Morgan Silver Dollar with the original iconic design, like the coins used in commerce during the Wild West. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued with the New Orleans Privy Mark in 99.9% pure silver. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins featuring a special old Privy Mark. Just call 1-800-222-3871 and you are guaranteed an uncirculated mint condition Morgan Silver Dollar with the O Mint Privy Mark. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-222-3871. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-3871 now to secure your New Orleans Privy Mark Morgan Silver Dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-222-3871.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take a chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.